1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carr. Many major companies' earnings reports are coming in. News has been good. The stock market hit a new high around lunchtime. CBS's Alexis Christophers.
Positive news about inflation and the housing market helped push the Dow Jones Industrial Average past the 12,000 mark for the first time in its 110 years. But by the closing bell, the Dow rose more than 42 points to close at a record 11,992, just shy of that milestone.
The Nasdaq lost nearly 8 points. Oil prices, $57.65 a barrel, down $1.28. Among the companies with big earnings reports,
Apple has been on a roll for the past several months. Both the Macintosh and its wildly popular iPod have done extremely well. So this is a company that's making a lot of profit, and its future is looking very bright.
That's CBS's Larry Magid, says Apple came in up 27%. The latest on the dying and death in Iraq, 11 Americans dead in the last day, 70 this month. Scores of Iraqi civilians dead in sectarian fighting. The Pentagon says some Marines will be rotated back to Iraq earlier than planned. For most, it'll be a second tour. A research company has declared Massachusetts the smartest state in the nation, followed by...
It was Vermont, followed by Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey slipped in there, but then there was Maine in fifth.
Scott Morgan at Morgan Quitno Press says Arizona was dead last, all of it based largely on the money spent on education, teacher salaries, and class sizes. Arizona school superintendent Tom Horn says Arizona kids actually score well above the national average on both SATs or Terra Nova exams, far from last place. He says they just do more with less money out there in Arizona. If you've heard or seen stories about a web alert that claims jihadist terror threat of a dirty bomb or bombs at NFL football stadiums around the country this weekend, Homeland Security says forget about it. Don't worry. It is not credible. The Postal Service is making some changes. Stamp vending machines are going away, and there's more.
Hey, when's the last time you dropped a letter into one of those blue boxes on the corner? Remember them?
Customers are using the blue collection boxes less and less, partly because of the decline of first-class mail.
So Postal Service spokeswoman Yvonne Yeager says many of those blue boxes are gradually being eliminated.
Anytime we can do things more efficiently and cost-effectively, it helps us keep rates down.
And it's just another sign that most people these days are relying more and more on email. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
In Attleboro, Massachusetts, Willard Elementary is telling the kids no more playing tag at recess. No unsupervised touch football or soccer either. All that running and chasing at play, you might fall down.
There is only a blacktop up there. They don't have the grass to run on.
That's one parent. Here's another, says it's nonsense.
I think they should be allowed to. I mean, I used to run and chase and play kickball and dodgeball and all that.
Several schools in the area banned dodgeball years ago. This is CBS News.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
The National Christmas Tree has a long, long drive to the Capitol this year. CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
65 feet tall and weighing about 5 tons, the Olympic National Forest Pacific Silver Fir will be displayed on the Capitol's West Lawn. It'll be decked out with 10,000 lights and 3,000 ornaments. Tree Project Coordinator Anna Brown.
Every state that sends the tree has the school children in that state hand make the ornaments for the tree.
A bladder will be placed at the base of the tree to keep it fresh during the journey east by truck. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Spokane.
The United States flu vaccine supply this year will be by far the most ever. The CDC says, however, distribution is the biggest problem, meaning some doctors or clinics may have some delays getting what they want. There is plenty of time to get your shot, they remind us. Flu season peaks in February. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Today, we are going to be joined in the 4 o'clock hour by Arnold Grossman. He's an old friend of mine. He's worked for a number of people involved in environmental and other issues, Gary Hart and so on, Mo Udall, and especially on gun control issues. His new book, One Nation Under Guns, an essay on an American epidemic. It's interesting because if you think about it, that's one thing we have not heard anything about in this election season. Nobody is talking about guns, gun control, the damage that guns do. When Paul Koretz mentioned it in the California legislature and he had somebody else helping him to co-sponsor a bill, it all went almost nowhere, and the co-sponsor took a dive on it. The guy who was co-sponsoring it voted against it, even though he co-sponsored it, and then you can do this. And I don't know if you are aware of it in the legislature, but you can go back and change your vote for publication, even though you're not changing your vote for votes purposes. So for voting purposes, it remains a no, but if you go back and look at the record, it's now a yes. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, Arnold will be with us in the 4 o'clock hour. Next week, we're going to be joined by distinguished author Simon Winchester, live in the studio, and also blockbuster author Tess Gerritsen, who's here on behalf of the Sacramento Bee Media, or Sacramento Bee Book Club. And her books are typically bestsellers, and she was nominated for the prestigious Edgar Award, which is a mystery award. And she is an MD in her other life. I think she's not doing it anymore, but that's how she began her professional life. So all of that coming up on Enid Live. Did you hear the news? Did you hear what they were saying about postal blue boxes? Oh, I couldn't believe it. You know, talk to me about this. Since a lot of people aren't using the postal blue boxes, and one reason maybe they're not using them, besides email and FedEx and all of that, is because if anything weighs over, 16 ounces, you've got to take it to the post office. This is in the wake of the Unabomber stuff. Remember when Ted Kaczynski, we didn't know he was Ted Kaczynski at the time, threatened to, you know, put something that would blow up something. I forget now all the details, but in any event, as a result of that, you now have to take anything that weighs over 16 ounces to the post office, where it also is not scanned, but what the hey, it means a trip to the post office. So that means fewer people are using postal boxes, the blue postal boxes. Now, fewer post boxes around, fewer telephone booths, forget it. First of all, you don't even see a booth. And secondly, forget public phones. Everybody's got cell phones now except for moi. And nobody, you know, you don't need pay phones the way you once did. So if you don't happen to have a cell phone, or you don't happen to have a working cell phone, or for some reason you don't have your cell phone with you, you're kind of out of luck in a lot of places. And you know what else is biting the dust? Watches. People aren't wearing watches anymore. The sale of watches has gone flat because everybody's got cell phones and all kinds. You can check time on your computer and you can check time in a variety of ways. So people apparently are not either wearing watches or buying them. Maybe they're wearing them. I wear one. In fact, I like to collect old watches. And a lot of people do because I think a watch is very elegant. But a lot of people don't like to wear watches. and fewer of them are being sold. You may want to comment on this. Everything is changing. People aren't reading newspapers the way they once were. Eliminated postal boxes. Those are kind of fewer in number now. Phone booths. Forget that. You don't even find a phone booth. You're lucky to find a pay phone, and fewer of those. And watches now biting the dust, joining the happy company of typewriters and carbon paper. Things that used to exist and be useful and now are dim and dimmer memories. There are ways that you can contact me, and they are all toll-free, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. And here's what I want to begin with. Guess what? Enid Live, moi, your radio goddess, scooped both the Los Angeles Times and the Sacramento Bee. Oh, did we? Oh, how did that happen? Well, let me tell you how that happened. It happened because we had all that information on Deep Doo-Doo-Doolittle standing up for and testifying on behalf of a fellow Mormon who he knew from the church, who was a dentist, who had the perky little habit of drugging his patients, female patients, and then sexually molesting them. So when you're going to get your teeth cleaned, guess what? Maybe you're getting your clock cleaned, too. 349-1320-866-626-1320. So let me start with the Los Angeles Times. And we talked about this yesterday. And if you weren't with us yesterday, and you should have been, because miss a lot here on Enid Live, here's what we discussed. We discussed the fact, and this is there are reasons why this is a relevant discussion. First of all, the fact that Doolittle testified on behalf of a dentist who was accused of and then later charged with drugging his patient and then sexually molesting his female patients. Because Doolittle testified on his behalf, the guy got kind of a rap on the knuckles, and he was free to do it again. Until he got caught again, and there were various documents that I happened to notice that talked about the insurance settlement to the next person who accused him of sexual molestation. Having, you know, molars and molestation, maybe they go together a little bit, I don't know. But in any event, but because of Doolittle vouching for this guy, who was really a sexual predator, he goes free to do it again, to abuse women again and again, until he's finally caught. He does jail time, and I believe that his dental license was revoked for good, permanently revoked. What I said yesterday, and the part of it that I thought was interesting, is it says an awful lot about Doolittle's judgment, about who he vouches for. And you can fast forward that to today and to the Jack Abramoff scandal, where he was very friendly with Jack Abramoff, of course, because it was pay for play. That's everything that Doolittle did, he was getting paid for by Abramoff, it looks like. And now it is being reported that Doolittle has retained a couple of different criminal defense firms, attorneys, specializing in criminal defense, who have been meeting with Department of Justice prosecutors in the matter of Doolittle. Doolittle says, and it's very slippery language, that he is not, quote, a target of the investigation, but you are never notified you are an actual target until they're about to indict you, and then you get a target letter. That's what it's called, a target letter. So you're just trying to exonerate yourself with very slippery language when you say you are not a target. He is being investigated, and in that sense, he is a target of an investigation by the Department of Justice. However he wants to spin it, that is really the case. Now, we talked about this yesterday at some length on Enid Live. Last night on the Los Angeles Times political blog, and this is Bob Saladay, let me read you the story and let me read you what they talked about, because it goes to the debate. And it goes to, do you remember the debate between Doolittle and Charlie, our beloved Charlie Brown? In which all Doolittle could come back with anything that any charge that Charlie, any question that Charlie had of him, any allegation about the improprieties with Abramoff, the corruption surrounding Doolittle, the Mariana Islands that he supported, Northern Marianas, forced slavery, sex slavery, and forced abortions, and so on and so on. Well, whenever he was asked anything about that, His response was, ACLU, you're a member of the ACLU, Sean Penn, Cindy Sheehan, Code Pink. I mean, it was a mantra. And it was sort of laughable. I can't believe that nobody could see through this. Oh, and then at no extra charge, he references NAMBLA, that somehow Charlie Brown is a supporter of NAMBLA, and that's a sexual predator territory. Okay, so here's the Los Angeles Times, and this is how they treated it. And in today's, this morning's Sacramento Bee, right there, I think on the front page or page three, I can't remember, one of the two, it was right there. So your goddess scooped both the LA Times and the Sacramento Bee. And here's how the Times was playing the story. Representative John T. Doolittle. Oh, headline, Doolittle defended friend accused of sexual assault. Representative John T. Doolittle, under fire for his connection to disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, has been attacking his Democratic opponent, Charlie Brown, for belonging to the ACLU. To Doolittle, Brown's membership in the ACLU is enough to characterize him as an extremist liberal, since the group has defended sexual predators such as the North American Man-Boy Love Association in the past, NAMBLA, otherwise known as. It is astounding, Doolittle said, that anyone could defend a group dedicated to aiding and abetting pedophiles. But Doolittle, and of course he doesn't include the Republican Party in that, but I guess that's another story. But Doolittle himself came to the defense of a dentist accused of sexually assaulting six female patients, while they were in his chair. Doolittle told a criminal jury in 1987 about his friend. I considered him to be a very truthful individual, Doolittle said, and this is according to a transcript of his testimony. Doolittle, then a state senator and attorney, served as an important character witness for his friend, David Roy Phipps, who eventually was sentenced to 3 years probation. Phipps also had his dental license placed on probation for 5 years by the state dental board, which required him to attend to patients only with an assistant at his side. I've known him, approximately 3 years, Doolittle testified at the August 1987 trial. And how is it that you know Dr. Phipps? A defense attorney asked. Doolittle responds, I got acquainted with him initially through our mutual involvement in the church, and then we became personal friends as well, Doolittle replied. I consider him to be a very truthful individual. If Dr. Phipps, said the attorney, were to give you his word on something, would you believe that? Doolittle replies, without question. Doolittle's efforts may have proved effective for his friend in 1987, but in 1994, Phipps assaulted another patient, according to court documents filed with the Third Appellate District Court of Appeal. One patient in 1994, listed as Marie Y., said after being administered nitrous oxide that she, quote, felt Phipps' hand go underneath the dental bib to give her breast a sudden squeeze or caress. Putting his hand completely over it, he squeezed her right breast 3 times and her left breast once. Probably thought it was a tooth that migrated. In December of that year, Phipps was charged with attempted sexual battery by restraint, a felony and a misdemeanor sexual battery. The case went to trial in 1995, and Phipps eventually pleaded no contest to 2 counts of misdemeanor sexual battery. He served 365 days, so 1 year, in the Placer County Jail, according to documents. A psychologist hired by Phipps testified before the dental board, which again had initiated disciplinary action. The psychologist said that Phipps experienced, quote, some arousal from the touching, and that he saw himself as a pleaser to women patients. A spokeswoman for Doolittle called the LA Times back to gather information about this story, writes Bob Saliday, but then did not respond for further comment after several hours. Phipps could not be reached. One historical footnote, the Superior Court judge in the 1987 case was Earl Warren Jr., the son of the legendary former California governor and U.S. Chief Justice. So here is Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle. He is accusing Charlie Brown of being a member of the ACLU, which he says supports sexual predators. And he himself supported a sexual predator, a very close connection, not a member of a group that does legal work to uphold the Constitution and constitutional rights. But he testified on behalf of a guy who was then wrapped on the knuckles and free to sexually assault women all over again. And that's Doolittle. Here is the Bee's version of the story, and this is David Whitney, the Bee's Washington Bureau, and he may run the Bureau. Representative John Doolittle, Roseville, has attacked the ACLU for aiding and abetting sexual predators, but his testimony in a 1987 court case may have helped acquit a Citrus Heights dentist of sexual battery, a charge that resurfaced 7 years later, costing him a year in jail and his license to practice. Doolittle, then a state senator, appeared as the character witness, you know, as we know, and it goes on to detail everything. Phipps' license to practice dentistry was revoked in 1996 by the Department of Consumer Affairs Board of Dental Examiners, which concluded that the molestations occurred after female patients had been put under the influence of nitrous oxide, often called laughing gas. Well, the laugh was on Phipps, I guess. In the 1987 trial, Doolittle was one of a half dozen or so character witnesses called by Phipps, according to Phipps' attorney at the time. According to a transcript of Doolittle's remarks, his only comment was to say the dentist was a friend he had known for 3 years. I consider him to be a very truthful individual, Doolittle said. And Doolittle was at that time not only an attorney, but a member of the legislature. In response to an inquiry from the Bee, Doolittle's campaign released a statement that did not comment on his testimony in the case. In the statement, Doolittle said that the real story... Oh, here he goes again. Here he goes. The real story is his current is Charlie Brown's current membership in the ACLU, the same organization that defends avowed pedophiles and wants to change the law to legalize sex with young boys. Meanwhile, he sidestepped, would not even answer the allegations that the Bee put to him. What was his response to this information coming forward now? Doolittle has made Charlie Brown's membership in the ACLU a central point in the race for the 4th District Congressional seat. Brown's spokesman, Todd Stenhouse, declined to comment specifically on the Phipps case, but did say that Doolittle had previously demonstrated bad judgment in his association with, well, there's an understatement, with disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Let's feed them all laughing gas and see what happens to them. And San Diego businessman Brent Wilkes, who was implicated in the bribery conviction of Representative Randy Duke Cunningham of San Diego. There is a disturbing pattern of bad judgment and morally suspect conduct by John Doolittle, Stenhouse said. As far as this dentist story goes, we're learning like everybody else is right now. And what we are also, what we've also dug up is that Dennis' brother apparently has made a contribution currently to the current Doolittle campaign. Now, I am just delighted to report your goddess here has scooped both the Los Angeles Times and the Sacramento Bee, and now the story is out in the blogosphere, apparently. Some of you have put it out there, and I guess I got some emails from some of you that it is in the Daily Kos. So, would you like to comment on these recent developments? It isn't only that it reflects on Doolittle's poor judgment about people, but it also... you know, maybe that dentist paid him off to say those nice things about him. Who knows? Doolittle will say anything. Doolittle is a pimp for money. He is a whore for money, that man. And if you pay him enough money, he'll say anything. He'll promise to marry you. He'll fix your potholes. He'll do whatever it takes, Doolittle. So here he is accusing Charlie Brown of being a member of the ACLU, and which he says supports NAMBLA and pedophiles everywhere, rather like the Republican Party, apparently. But Doolittle spoke on behalf of an actual sexual predator, a guy he said was his friend. And in doing so, the guy was free to be a predator yet longer until he was finally caught, stripped of his license, and hauled off to the pokey. You have any thoughts about this? 349-1320-866-626-1320. You think it'll have any effect on the campaign? You think it'll have any effect on pushing more votes in Charlie Brown's direction and taking a few away from Deep Doo Doo Doolittle? What do you think? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. Looks like we have some lows tonight going right around 55. Highs coming up tomorrow, 72. And, well, hopefully it doesn't rain for the next couple of days. I've heard nothing but that about the levees. Our traffic, southbound 99 at Sutterville Road. We have a vehicle in the roadway, Sunrise Boulevard, just south of Madison Avenue. We have a two-car crash. Now, Watt Avenue and Manlove Drive in South Sac, we have a three-car crash. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th?
It's true. We're all in danger.
Vote. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Come into...
whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah! Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 327 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember your homework assignment to tell 3 to 5 people. You don't even have to know these people. Give them nitrous oxide. Tell them they need a teeth cleaning. 3 to 5 people every day about Enid Live, about 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I'm seeing more and more of our billboards. I saw one up over in East Sac just a while ago, and I was thrilled. It just sort of popped out at me. And somebody said they were going to start sprouting like dandelions, and one day you just would find them all over the place. And you know, that is happening. So if you're just discovering us, we would like to hear from you as well. 349-1320, always toll-free, 866-626-1320. We are talking about all this information coming out about Doolittle now, about how he spoke on behalf of a sexual predator that really kept the predator continuing to be a predator, because he didn't get immediately hauled off to the pokey, I think, because of Doolittle and others who probably spoke in his favor. And it calls into question Doolittle's judgment. But more than that, as he accuses Charlie Brown of being the ACLU and then references NAMBLA, I mean, give me a break. You know, like Charlie Brown is somehow the pedophile that Denny Hastert or the Republican Party appear to be. 349-1320, Tammy in Lincoln. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was listening to you yesterday about this and just kind of disgusted that the dentist, he should have lost his license the first time the sixth woman complained about it. You know, it's not like he accidentally pulled the wrong tooth. Oh, I accidentally turned on the nitrous oxide and the left.
No, I confused your boob with a tooth. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
And other perky body parts as well, mind you.
Yeah. I guess
very far away from where your teeth usually are, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, if I had a friend that had gotten themselves into trouble or was accused of something, and I would be a little apprehensive to believe them, maybe, because six people stepped up to say something, and it's like, I don't know if I would be able to be a character witness. So.
Well, not only that six women stepped up to say something, but this happened in 1987, when if one woman had stepped up, nobody would have believed the woman. But six of them stepped up, and they said the same thing, and guess what? This guy, because he's got people like Doolittle, maybe he paid Doolittle off. You know, Doolittle is such a pimp for money, a whore for money, that who knows what kind of a deal they struck for Doolittle to say all these perky things about this guy. And then the guy, you know, the drama plays itself out, but now it takes much longer for the drama to play itself out. And there is another molestation reported. And at that point, then they really started to take action. And by then, I think we're in the mid-90s when things started to turn for women and people took women more seriously. And now this guy had a background and a history. And then they really went to town on it.
You know, I was thinking maybe he used Mark Foley's excuse. I'm gay. I'm an alcoholic.
Maybe
that's why he got off.
Maybe a dentist molested him. Another dentist.
Maybe so.
When he was little. Tammy, is this going to have any effect on Doolittle's campaign? Do you think every little, you know, nail in the coffin is going to, or you know?
You know, the conservative Republicans out there need to think to themselves about why is all this stuff coming up, and think twice about maybe not voting for him at all or voting for Charlie Brown.
They've got to vote for Charlie. That would be the best thing of all.
I hope to God he wins. Thanks a lot.
Me too, Tammy. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I heard Jerry McNerney on with Ron Owens today on KGO. I mean, there's a really good chance that Jerry McNerney will pull it away from Pombo, and that would be music to our ears. Don in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Don.
Hi, this is John.
Oh, John. Sorry, John.
Yeah, I'm an ex-probation officer, and I've written lots of Superior Court recommendations to judges regarding sexual predators and sexual offenders.
Yes.
And it just struck me that a lot of the Republicans in Washington don't understand, in reference to the Foley case, they don't understand that they're criminals if they're accessory to the crime, and you can be accessory to a crime before the act, during the act, or after the act, if you're covering up for somebody.
Okay, so define for us, then, besides the covering up, or expand on it, what does it mean, and how is it defined that you're an accessory to crime? And are we talking on a federal level, or are we talking on a state level?
On any on either federal or state level.
Okay.
Particularly state level, in this case, unless it's committed on federal property.
Okay.
So.
Well, what is Foley?
The point is, they're covering up. They're the party that hides information that might affect their futures. And it is all about money and power.
Of course it is. Of course it is. So you're saying that the Republican Party, the party that says that you should be held accountable, doesn't want to hold itself accountable? Are you talking about that particular party?
Yeah, they should be held accountable if they knew about the crime before it was committed or during while it was being committed or after the fact that they found out about it and then didn't say anything.
You think they're going to actually stand up there in an election season and say we're going to take bribe?
Of course they're not. They're the party that hides their virtues.
All right, this is the party. This is a party. Do you remember that not only were they going to come in, Dickey was going to be a uniter, not a divider, and of course he became a divider.
Sure.
This was a party that the adults were coming back. Remember that? We're going to bring the adults back because in Clinton's White House, people dressed casually. They wore casual clothes. Maybe they ate popcorn in their offices. Who knows what they did? They had a little sex, you know, in the waiting rooms. I mean, who knows what was going on? But this party was going to bring back the adults. Well, these are people who dress up in outfits and costumes, just like Dickie did when he landed on that aircraft carrier, mission accomplished. He was dressed up in a flight suit. Never mind that the truth was he was AWOL when he was in the National National Guard, which is a form of being AWOL itself, but he was AWOL twice then, AWOL squared. And you've got people like Cheney and Rumsfeld who dress up in suits and pretend to know what they are doing, and they don't know anything. And then you have Condi, who really gallivants around. She's always busy shopping for shoes and boots and everything like that. And here's what 41's people were saying about 43, and the old man's entourage and friends were saying about Dickey. They were saying that Dickey has no attention span and that Condi would never be strong enough to stand up to either Cheney or Rumsfeld, let alone both of them together.
Sure.
So that's our story. Well,
we know one thing for sure. The Republicans were trying to pretend that they were the family holier-than-thou people. But now it's even happening that the religious right found out that they, too, got betrayed by the same Republicans.
There you go. But they, you know, people like Dobson, they say they blame it on an over-sexualized America. They don't want anybody taking responsibility for it, so they blame the culture. Don, I thank you. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Are these revelations about Doolittle going to impact? If you were looking in the tea leaves, to what extent will these new revelations about Doolittle affect the campaign? I hope it starts to get something going. I don't know. It might just be a momentary nail in the coffin and we forget about it. 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, it's a long time. Even though, remember now, this group will plan some sort of an October surprise, probably. And I went to see Tim Russert last night, Sacramento Speaker Series. It was really interesting. There was a good crowd. It was, can I tell you something? It was kind of boring. I have to tell you, I bet your Russert got at least $50,000 for that speech, at least. And he didn't say anything. He wouldn't. All the things that you can hear on Enid Live, he said, I should be charging you $50,000 to listen to Enid Live. We'll just, you know, we'll be just a whore for money, just like Doolittle is. He wouldn't take a position on anything. I mean, the closest he came to saying anything about anything was to say who he thought the candidates would be in the next election. And who'd he say? McCain. See, now I've even forgotten. I'll have to think about it. Who he said the candidates would be on both sides. Mitt Romney and McCain, he thought. On the one side, they're beginning to run. And on the other side, Hillary or John Edwards. Those were the names that came up for the moment. And that's about all we got out of it. Although I was happy to be there. It was fun to watch people. I thought the people watching was more interesting than the Russert watching myself. And if you go to Arianna Huffington's blog, they're always taking Tim Russert apart. And you know what? Let me tell you something. Until Dickey started to become vulnerable, they were all foursquare behind the Republicans, and they were always putting down Democrats, even though I think in their heart of hearts they might have grown up Democratic or they have Democratic leanings. And by the way, I hate it when they say Democrat leanings. It's Democratic leanings. But the moment that Dickey became vulnerable, then they could stick their heads out of their hidey holes and take some shots at him. But up until then, they weren't asking the hard questions that they should have been asking. So, you know, Tim Russert's a nice guy. He's a very affable guy. And the whole universe is filled with affable people. And all of us affable people, we should be paid $50 or $60 or $70 or $100,000 a speech. What do you say? 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Weather looking pretty good. I love today, actually. It's just gorgeous. I tell you, lows right around 55 and eyes coming up 78. That's awesome. Traffic southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, Sutterville Road, and Elk Grove Boulevard. We have a couple of crashes. Cap City Freeway going southbound right there before it looks like J Street or it's Key Street. There's a three-car crash. Cap City Freeway northbound at H Street. We have a two-car crash and a traffic hazard. Hit and run at East Bidwell Street and westbound 50. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
What's your secret for safe?
Play
pay perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. If you tune in to Scott and Sims, the morning retort on Friday morning from 6 o'clock, starting from 6 to 8 o'clock, they're going to do a bottoms up with John Doolittle. And it's going to consist of every time, they're going to replay the debate, and every time Doolittle mentions the ACLU, Andy Sims is going to take a drink. And every time Doolittle mentions gay, Scott is going to take a drink. Can I tell you, they are going to be pie-eyed in about 15 minutes, but that is what is being planned for Friday morning. My question is on our scoop, where we scooped yesterday both the L.A. Times, your goddess, moi, your radio goddess, right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, Enid Goldstein, her very self. Scooped the Los Angeles Times and the Sacramento Bee. It is rare that we are able to do that, and we're thrilled on this new little juicy tidbit of Doolittle speaking out on behalf as a character witness, a sexual predator, essentially. Here he is, castigating Charlie Brown for being a member of the ACLU. Because the ACLU has defended a variety of groups on constitutional issues, and he's alleging that the NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, is one of them. Well, I don't know if they have, but what does that have to do with Charlie? You know, what does that have to do with Charlie? A couple of things that I want to bring to your attention. First of all, I got an email from one of you saying that you don't care about who the bee endorses, that nobody reads the bee anyway. You come to your own conclusions. And the fact that somebody like Stan Atkinson prints something or has a piece printed when he's in obvious flack on behalf of PG&E and the paper doesn't disclose it, that he's a flack, that he's being paid by PG&E, and that the paper shouldn't have run it in the first place. So one of you has emailed me to say, guess what, you make up your own mind and... has nothing, you don't, the endorsements and so forth are irrelevant. Here it is. Hello, Enid. My voting is mainly influenced by what I've experienced and what I've found out about politicians, unions, and lobbies from online searches. I do my own thinking. I wouldn't let a recommendation from a newspaper influence my voting. Not very many people subscribe to newspapers anyway. So how much influence can a recommendation from a newspaper have? You want to answer that question? A recommendation, an endorsement from a newspaper still carries a punch, packs a big punch. So I'm delighted you don't give me your first name here to my listener, whose name begins with an M. M, I'm delighted that you do your own thinking, but you are rare. Many people do not do their own thinking, and they rely on newspaper endorsements to help them decide which candidate to vote for, particularly in a tight race. Steve Wesley, where is he and what's he been up to? Well, let me tell you what he's been up to. All the dirt that's been flying in affluent Atherton? Turns out that one of the town's biggest citizens, mega millionaire, state controller, and former gubernatorial candidate, Steve Wesley, has been right in the thick of it. It all started last year when Atherton officials imposed a hefty dirt hauling fee on these huge McMansion owners excavating their basements to make way for wine cellars and family rooms and theaters and so on, because the town's got a 30-foot height limit, so the only way to add onto a home is underground. Wesley, and you will recall that he pumped about, I don't know, $42 million out of his own pocket into his unsuccessful gubernatorial campaign. His mother works in a factory, I think on an assembly line. But so he had $42 million bucks to spend on his campaign, but the mother-in-law works on an assembly line in a factory. There's got to be a story there. But in any event, he and his wife, Anita, were among those getting ready for a major dig. Because remember, Atherton has a 30-foot height limit, and if you want to expand, you got to go underground. But because so many people are doing it, they're beginning to charge you for excavating the dirt. So it involved clearing a parcel next door to their home for an almost 2,000-square-foot guest house with an equally big basement and tennis court. The Wesley dig fee came to a whopping $92,400, the highest tab in town. So, the Wesleys, who spent $42 million on that unsuccessful gubernatorial run, joined other diggers at City Hall demanding that the town's new fees be rescinded. And last month, actually, Atherton did dump the fees, but the dumping may have only just begun because some of the council members have now been targeted, etc. But here are all these really rich people, and that's how they get rich. They don't want to spend almost $93,000 to haul away the dirt. They want to dish the dirt, but they don't want to spend that much money hauling it away. And there you go. So you go to City Hall and you say, I don't want to pay that, and then you lean on City Hall, and then you don't have to pay it. The arena. More news on the arena. And here it is. The arena details are going to remain a secret. We aren't going to know what those arena details are. They're a secret. You can't know what that is. They want you to vote yes on everything, but they're not going to tell you what you're voting on. Does this make any sense to you? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The arena details are remaining a secret. The Maloofs, however, appear in a Carl's Jr. commercial where they are seen as billionaires ordering a $6,000 bottle of wine. You think that helps them? Persuade us to vote ourselves a sales tax increase, regressive, affecting the poorest among us, so that they can order more $6,000 bottles of wine with their Carl's Jr. burgers? What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. This is really a comedy of errors. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left. with Lisa West.
Woo-hoo! Love the traffic. It's looking pretty good today. Northbound 99, Grantline Road, and it's Sutterville's looking. You know, there's a couple of car crashed. They're getting cleaned up, but the drive is nice, actually nice and safe. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just south of H Street, we do have emergency vehicles on scene of a vehicle in the roadway. Not sure about that, though. I'll probably give you another update if I get one. 79, we're going to see lows 52. Highs tomorrow, 79, and we are at 78. AM 1320, Enid Live will continue coming up next.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things and going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If you're on personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them. Artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Candidates too close to call, and that would be, apparently, this is what the San Francisco Chronicle is reporting, John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. There's no contest. Garamendi would be worlds better than McClintock. McClintock's popular, apparently, in the legislature. We've had him on. We ought to have Garamendi on, shouldn't we? About the only thing the two candidates for California's lieutenant governor agree on is that they don't agree on very much. McClintock is really a bedrock conservative, but I guess it's a very close race. So I hope the fact that Democrats are really upset this campaign season is going to work on behalf of Democrats in all races. And even though Phil's race, and by the way, some of you are really angry with me about what I say about Phil's race, and I'm going to get into that in the next hour, I think. Because some information has come my way that I feel I have to share. Remember how Arnold made a big deal, the greenhouse gas, the emissions, the thing that got him all this publicity? Well, he's like Bush. Here's where you've seen the beginning of Arnold, his transmogrification back to being a Republican, and he's doing it stupidly right before the election. He gets all these kudos and all this Democratic juice for voting, you know, on the greenhouse emissions bill. Well, now he's changing. And here's what Bush has done. Bush signs on to all these bills, and then he exempts himself from filing any of them. And these are called signing statements. And he has invoked zillions of them, more than all, I think, all presidents combined. And in a way, this is what Arnold is doing. Fabian Nunez finally has awakened himself from his Arnold stupor. And some environmental groups charged this week that an executive order that Schwartzy plans to sign undermines an agreement that the governor struck with Democrats on the state's landmark global warming law. Nunez said that the executive order gives more power to the executive branch than the law calls for, and that the governor's emphasis on a market-based approach to lowering greenhouse gas emissions ignored other aspects of the law. He suggested that the governor was reinterpreting the law based on proposals he had suggested to lawmakers during negotiations over the legislature this year, but that had been rejected by the legislature. In other words, he suggested that it was going to go a certain way. He wanted certain concessions from the legislature. The legislature rebuffed him. They thought they had a deal. But when Schwartzy signs on to it, he put in all the stuff that the legislature had rejected. That's really what he did. And Fabian Nunez is getting bent out of shape about it. Well, Fabian Nunez shouldn't have been so palsy-walsy with Schwartzy to begin with. Shouldn't have been so, by association, looking like he was endorsing everything that Schwartzy was doing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So, that's what you've got here. You've got Arnold saying that he believes in one thing, and that he was going to support one thing, but when it comes to signing the deal, he exempts himself from those particular provisions. And I thought that this letter to the editor was particularly good in the B today. This is from Kevin Coyle in Sacramento. He says, he starts his letter by saying, the bee scrambled to explain the many faces of Arnold Schwarzenegger. But the recipe is simple. Take someone with a neurotic need for attention and a sense of infinite entitlement, and then add the political handlers of former Governor Pete Wilson and disgraced former Insurance Commissioner Chuck Quackenbush. And let me throw into that, by the way, Karl Rove and Cheney as well. Or think Barbie dolls in the 1970s and 80s. We had male beauty pageant Arnie, and then we had steroid popping Arnie, and then next came Hollywood Arnie, and then Grope Meister Arnie, and then 2003 we had I'll Take No Special Interest Money Arnie, followed by Break All Special Interest Donation Records Arnie. Once safely elected, the governor attacked nurses, teachers, firefighters, everyone who is not a corporate suit. Now it's re-election Arnie. The last time in his career when he needs voter support, and people are surprised that this year's emperor wears new clothes. As with Barbie, beneath all the costumes, there is a slender plastic form that remains consistent. In Arnie's case, a career based on exploitation and manipulation through images, illusion, and hype. You know, you could say about Arnie, and it looks like we're going to be stuck with him, but you never know. Don't count Phil out. He's 9 points trailing Arnie. There's a statistical, you know, possibility of error in the 4.5% range, I guess somebody said. I hope it's that high. We don't know. And so many Democrats are angry.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
11 more U.S. deaths in Iraq, and Marine reservists could face another tour.
By bringing Marines back means we need more of the infantry soldiers, security soldiers.
The Dow briefly tops 12,000.
Both the inflation and housing reports that came out were better than expected.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. October could turn out to be the deadliest month in 2 years for U.S. forces in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports on today's events.
As night fell in Baghdad, there was a series of explosions, one setting off a huge fire. U.S. military helicopters circled above. The U.S. military also announced the deaths of 11 troops, 10 soldiers and one Marine, killed in and around Baghdad in roadside bombs and enemy attacks. And Iraqi civilian deaths are occurring at a rate of 43 per day. The Iraqi government is stepping up its efforts to try to win the bloodshed. Prime Minister Maliki met with Shiite clerics, and a national reconciliation conference has been rescheduled for November 4th. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, who spoke this afternoon at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama, said he's anxious for Iraq's leaders to get results.
I'm impatient. Everyone's impatient. We can't help but be impatient. But think of that. That government's been there less than a baseball season.
Rumsfeld has authorized the Marine Corps to start planning for the redeployment of some reserve combat battalions that have already served a tour in Iraq. Retired Army Major Mike Lyons is a CBS News military consultant.
Well, there's clearly a manpower issue. The fact that they have to send back Marines that were there before tells me that there's not enough active duty forces, either in the Marines or the Army, to take care of the security mission from a going forward perspective.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports 4 American soldiers will be court-martialed and 2 could face the death penalty for a heinous crime against Iraqi civilians.
The alleged incident happened in Mahmoudiya, Iraq, in mid-March. The 4 soldiers allegedly left their checkpoint and went to a nearby home, where they raped and murdered a 14-year-old girl before fatally shooting her parents and a younger sister. Military investigators say the soldiers tried to burn the bodies to get rid of evidence.
4 more soldiers are charged with murdering Iraqi detainees during a raid on a northern village in May. Now this.
And now another yellow tale.
Recently, while planning an engagement bash for my best friend, I asked my husband Frank to get enough yellowtail for 30. Wouldn't you know it, he ordered yellowtail sushi. Sushi! Fortunately, there was still time to get yellowtail wine, so I didn't have to toast my best friend with raw fish.
Yellowtail fact number 12. Yellowtail wine is named for the yellow-footed rock wallaby, a small kangaroo, not sushi. Imported by W.J. Deutsch & Sons, White Plains, New York. Please drink responsibly. Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
When the closing bell rang at the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow was 42 points higher at 11,992. The real excitement came at the opening bell when the Dow took off like a rocket, briefly rising as high as 12,049. CBS News correspondent Trish Regan says the market reacted to an encouraging inflation report.
Basically, the consumer price index showed that inflation really hasn't crept up a lot in terms of what people are paying for food and energy, and that was good news for the street.
Investors also liked a report that shows an unexpected rebound in home building. A website claims there's a terrorist plot to detonate radioactive dirty bombs at 7 NFL stadiums this weekend. But Russ Kanaki at the Department of Homeland Security says they don't believe it.
Well, it's not credible. There's no intelligence to suggest such attacks. And quite frankly, what we're talking about here is a website posting, and the department views that posting with very strong skepticism.
He says the stadiums and local authorities were only alerted out of an abundance of caution. The search for the Fountain of Youth leads up another blind alley. Dr. Elizabeth Barrett Connor at the University of California, San Diego, has studied the anti-aging supplement DHEA.
These products are not tested by anybody to see what's in the capsule.
Whatever it is, she says, does nothing to make an elderly person look or feel any younger. But a little extra money couldn't hurt. Next year's cost of living increase for Social Security recipients will be 3.3%. For the typical retiree, that works out to about $1 a day. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
General Motors.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Let me give you the numbers again. You can always call me. It's toll free. 349-1320. If you're outside the area code, it's 866-626-1320. We stream live, and you can access us that way, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. I want to remind you that we will have Simon Winchester on with us live in studio next week, and Tess Gerritsen has got a blockbuster bestseller. She's here because of the Sacramento Bee Book Club, and I think we're going to be giving away some of her books, maybe. But we're going to be talking about something right now in this hour that we have not heard talked about very much, and here we are in the middle of a very vibrant campaign season. We have not been talking about guns. Nobody wants to talk about guns. My guest is Arnold Grossman. He's an old friend of mine, and he has written a book called One Nation Under Guns, an essay on an American epic. Arnold, thank you so much for joining us today. Arnie, are you there? Are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Goody. Thank you. Arnie Grossman, you're with us.
Yes, something happened on the line.
Oh, okay. So now you're back. Okay.
I'm back. I don't know what happened. Do you think we're being tapped?
It could be the NSA that's listening in on this conversation. And
I would be surprised given your history.
It would be a good thing if they did. Arnie is an old friend. And the new book talks about something that nobody wants to talk about here. And Arnie, let me just tell you what's going on in California.
Okay.
And here it is. Here's a gun control bill that was authored by two assembly members, one Paul Koretz, who was a Democrat from West Hollywood, and another assemblyman, Leland Yee. So here it is. Let me just give you the way it's written in this piece. When it comes to political flips, it would be tough to beat the acrobatics of Assemblyman Leland Yee. In the final 48 hours of the legislature's 2006 session, the San Francisco Democrat managed to both brag about co-authoring a landmark gun control bill and then, at the urging of Republican gun fans, turn around and help kill that very same bill. The bill was sponsored by Democratic Assemblyman Paul Koretz of West Hollywood. It would have required new semi-automatic handguns sold in California to leave a microscopic number on the back of shell casings to make it easier to identify the offending weapon in a crime. Leland Yee was so tickled at being one of the bill's co-authors that he put out a news release listing it as one of the reasons he was named to an honor roll by the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. But when the bill came up for a final vote, Leland Yee apparently had a change of heart thanks to a Republican prompting, and so what he did is he voted against it. But you, in California, you can go back and you can change it as a yes vote, even though it doesn't count in terms of the real voting. So if you go back and look at the record, it looked like he voted for it, but he actually voted against it. He got killed. So,
welcome,
Arnie,
to gun politics.
Yeah, talk to me about why we're not talking about guns.
Well, I don't want to say it's a good question. It's a very sad question to try and answer. We seem to have developed a very short attention span in this country, again, about gun violence. It was very much in the news when we had yet another, thankfully smaller, Columbine-type incident in Bailey, Colorado, in which one young girl was killed. That was about a month ago. That went off the radar screen in a hurry, and then right following on its heels was that terrible shooting in Pennsylvania, in which five children, innocent children, were shot in a one-room school. Now, I recently wrote an op-ed piece that I believe is being posted on the Huffington Post this week entitled, Where is the Outrage? That's the question I'm asking. Why is there not outrage, again, rising up, the kind that we saw when Columbine happened in 1999? It just isn't there, and there are many explanations. People say, well, there's so many other stories in the news, the war in Iraq. But why does the Foley Page scandal get so much press? Why did JonBenet Ramsey's story, that have such long legs, lasting so long? why does this continuing epidemic of gun violence go almost unnoticed in the media lately? Maybe it's because the President of the United States had only one reaction to in the aftermath of these three, the most recent gun ambushes and killings in schools. He convened a so-called panel. He had a meeting to say, isn't this terrible that there's so much gun violence, and the answer is to look to God. That's his solution.
Well, why won't... Arnie, is everybody afraid of the NRA? All these politicians
absolutely
afraid that if they say anything about... You know, here we are, we're living in a time of terrorism. But is it odd that we don't keep a better handle on the guns that are sold? I mean, here's a an industry that is immune from lawsuits. Talk to me about that.
The only industry in America that has been granted that kind of immunity is the gun industry. And it's tragically interesting that that happens to be the only industry that manufactures a product whose principal purpose is to kill. There's so much more regulation of other industries, and there is no immunity granted to industries that do not make things that are designed to kill. They do make things that can kill, like automobiles, like alcohol, like cigarettes, like asbestos. Where is the immunity? They don't get it. But the gun industry does. That speaks to the power, to the unbridled power, the arrogant power of the National Rifle Association. But it also speaks to, I'm sorry, to the political cowardice of those who refuse to buck it.
Well, you would know something about politicians and how they feel. You've worked with a number of them, Gary Hart, Governor Lamb in Colorado, Bruce Babbitt, Mo Udall, and so on. So what is the answer? Is there an answer? People have to, you're asking, well, look, you're asking a question that Helen Thomas and I think all of us are asking. Out of this administration, there has been one outrage after another, and there is no outrage from the public.
No, there is not.
So if you're asking where is the outrage about guns, there's no outrage about anything.
No, it's not. And people become complacent. Gasoline prices are dropping. Isn't that a coincidence, 3 weeks before an election?
Oh, no, that must be just a coincidence.
It's just a sheer coincidence.
Oh, Arnie, are you
very happy, and, you know, my life's okay. I guess people are saying the stock market's up, gas prices are down. What they forget is the numbers of deaths of our kids over in Iraq are climbing, 10 a day now, in the most recent day. And that's being overlooked. And along with this, it is an epidemic, as the title of the book says. It's not merely a gun problem, it's a gun epidemic. We've got 240 million guns in this country, Enid. We're getting close to one for every man, woman, and child.
But that's what the gun industry wants. We have someone who wants to talk to you, Arnie.
Sure.
My guest, Arnold Grossman, his new book, One Nation Under Guns, an essay on an American epidemic. Laura, hi. You're live with Arnie Grossman and with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid and Arnie.
Hi.
Mr. Greenberg, while I wholeheartedly agree with your position that we have become inured to the arrogance of the gun industry...
Laura, I'm going to jump in. It's Grossman. It's Arnie Grossman.
Thank you. I apologize.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Earlier in your comments, you mentioned the recent school shootings and that the children are in harm. I just want to point out the fact that it wasn't just children. It was girls.
That's
in
right.
Both shootings, these were girls that were separated. And I wanted to ask you if you believe that there's a more casual approach, that this is just more violence against women. I'll take your comments off the air.
Thank you very much, Laura. Appreciate your question. Arnie?
Yes.
What does it mean, open season on little girls?
I'm not prepared to answer that question. I simply don't know. In Columbine, there were more boys killed than girls. I think in both cases, in the Bailey, Colorado shooting where one girl was shot, there were also several girls wounded. It was all girls. But in both cases, I think there was some clearly demented, I don't want to say thinking, lack of thinking on the part of the perpetrators that focused on girls. Those girls were molested. We don't know the details to what extent. But there was, I would agree with your caller, that certainly would point toward violence directed at women, at young women. But I don't think that has become the focus in all these terrible killings.
Well, what happens is, you know, guns are so easy and there's no tracking of them the way there should be, and the immunity from the industry, that people who have psychological problems and they want to, you know, murder one class or another class, it makes it much easier to do it. Let's go over to the phones and to, oh my goodness, Bill Durston. Bill, thank you so much for joining us. Arnie, Bill is a candidate. He's an ER doc. He is a candidate in the, what is it, 3rd Congressional District up against Dan Lundgren,
yep.
Former Attorney General of California. Bill is a Vietnam vet and an ER doc. And we're giving out your T-shirts, Bill.
Great.
And tell me what you called to talk about.
Well, the firearm violence issue. I haven't caught the whole program, so correct me or stop me if I'm redundant, but, you know, the firearm violence in the United States has been called the shameful epidemic by the president of the American College of Emergency Physicians.
Bill, we're having a hard time hearing you, so if you could really speak into your phone, that
sure.
would make it easier.
Is that better?
Yeah, a lot
okay.
better.
Yeah, well, the firearm epidemic's been called the shameful epidemic in the United States. Children in the United States, a study done in the 1990s, showed that children in the United States are killed by guns at a rate that's 12 times higher than the other leading 25 industrialized countries of the world. Congress responded to that study, which was funded federally through the Centers for Disease Control, by cutting funding for the study of firearm injury prevention from the Centers for Disease Control. And as you probably know, my opponent Dan Lundgren recently sponsored legislation to give gun makers special immunity from products liability. He also, as Attorney General, continued to register assault weapons in California long after we had an assault weapons ban in effect. And that assault weapons ban was stimulated by a shooting in a Stockton schoolyard where 32 children were shot with an AK-47 in a period of 2 minutes.
Arnie, what do you say about that?
Yeah, I'm very, very sorry, but I missed most of the gentleman's comments. I just could not hear.
Oh.
I picked up parts of it, and I think he referred to the number of children who are killed by firearms. Am I correct?
Yes. Bill, can you restate what you had to say?
Sure. A study in the 1990s showed that children in the United States are killed by guns at a rate that's 12 times higher than the other leading 25 industrialized
yes,
countries
I'm
of the
familiar
world.
With those numbers, and I believe they're quite true. And the actual numbers also of children killed right now stands at 8 per day in this country.
8 children per day killed by guns?
Yep. It used to be 10, and thanks to the Brady Bill, we feel, we being the Brady campaign and other people with whom I've worked, they've begun to come down, but there's been in the last year, and these numbers are not yet showing up in statistics, there is an upturn back again, unfortunately, in the number of children died. The number of Americans who are killed by guns in this country has now reached 30,000 a year. It's horrendous. And again, as the candidate has said, we so far exceed all of the industrialized nations combined in terms of gun deaths per capita. It's a shocking distinction for this country to be as violent we are. As we are the most violent country when it comes to guns among all developed countries on Earth. And we need to begin asking more questions as to why. And one of the answers lies again, I think, with our political system, which members of which too frequently, and I have to say both parties, as a loyal Democrat, I have to indict a good number of my fellow Democrats, are too fearful of taking on the NRA.
Bill, are you fearful of taking on the NRA?
Not a bit. I mean, well, we should all be fearful that we have so many unstable people with guns running around.
But right.
From the political point of view, I've said from the outset that I'm going to support sensible firearm regulations, the same type of regulations that the other civilized countries of the world have that still allow target shooters and hunters to practice their sports, but without, you know, this extraordinary rate of civilian firearm deaths and injuries.
I could not agree more with your position, and I laud you for that. And that's the position of, as you know, the Brady campaign, Sarah Brady and Jim Brady. It's the position I take in my book, and I admit right up front that my book is one side of the issue because it is an essay, and I've been attacked quite a bit lately by people who say, well, all you're doing is putting out there an essay with your views on what's wrong with lack of gun controls. Well, yeah, the subtitle of the book says an essay on an American epidemic.
It's too bad, Bill, that Arnie is in Colorado, but he has helped in a major way some very significant political campaigns in his career and helped them to victory. So, Arnie, it's too bad we can't lure you into California and help on Bill Durson's campaign.
Which, I would love to help.
Which is in high gear.
I would love to help a candidate like that. I also, although the connection on hearing his end of it is bad for me, I think I heard that, and tell me if I'm right, that he is an ER doc as well?
Yes, an emergency doc.
Nobody knows better the price that we pay for this gun violence than someone who's in the front line, an ER doc.
Yeah, I'm also, you know, a combat veteran of Vietnam. I was
right, and you know what guns are.
Marines. So when people, you know, on the NRA say, "Well, you don't know the first thing about guns," I say, "Well, that's absolute nonsense."
Mm-hmm.
Another statistic is that every 2 years in the United States of America, more U.S. civilians are killed by guns than all the U.S. soldiers in the entire 11-year Vietnam War.
That's true. That's true. I know that. And I wonder, do you, when you're out on the campaign trail, are you called a gun grabber?
No, it's interesting. I mean, we have rural counties, mm-hmm. and I've been told, you know, don't talk about the gun issue. But when I go there and explain, you know, we're not going to take away guns from
right.
hunters and target shooters, but we are going to change the burden of proof
mm-hmm.
that you have to have a reasonable reason to have a gun,
right.
not that you have to be proven psychotic or a felon not to have a gun.
Right.
You just have to have a reason to have a gun, and then store it safely and use it sensibly. When I point out the statistics on children, people are shocked and point out, for example, that my opponent, in addition to registering illegal assault weapons as Attorney General, let the assault weapons ban lapse. The majority of gun owners favored renewal of the federal assault weapons ban.
Yeah, the last number I heard, in fact,
population.
Was it's approaching 70%.
Exactly.
Not just the public at large, but people who own guns.
Exactly.
Hunters, responsible, conservation-minded hunters. Those are not the people that the Brady campaign, and I assume you, have a quarrel with. Our quarrel is with the people who are able to get guns, people who have no business ever getting near a gun. And as you said, psychotics, felons, those who are known abusers of spouses. Those are people who should not get close to a gun, and yet we have 4,000, in fact, the number is getting closer to 4,500 now, gun shows in this country, which are continually referred to as candy stores or supermarkets for illicit guns. We now supply guns through this illegal market, illegal because it's created through a loophole, that puts guns out there for terrorists. ATF has already documented that numbers of guns, in fact, large purchases of guns, have been made at gun shows where, if they are sold by a so-called private dealer, an unlicensed dealer, no background is checked, they have traced sales. In one case, 100 guns were sold to an agent for Hezbollah. Similarly, guns have been traced to sales through the gun show loophole to Al-Qaeda. And to the Irish Republican Army, to white supremacist groups in Idaho. They know where they can go to get guns where they don't have to even show a driver's license. They don't have to prove who they are. And we're not closing those loopholes. And as you probably know, there was an attempt made in 2000 to have a national closing of the gun show loophole to require background checks, criminal background checks, in all sales, private or public. And that was defeated with the help of the NRA, or let's say the NRA, forgive the choice of words, held the gun to the heads of enough legislators that it didn't pass. Al Gore cast the tying vote. It was a Lundgren effort in the U.S. Senate.
Who Dr. Bill Durson is challenging? He is challenging Dan Lundgren. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Arnie Grossman. His new book, One Nation Under Guns, an essay on an American epidemic. And calling in to discuss that issue, Dr. Bill Durson, whom we're supporting in the third it's the third congressional district, isn't it, Bill?
Yes, that's right.
Have I got that right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm delighted. Thank you so much for calling us. This has been a good discussion about guns, and we will continue. And we're giving away your T-shirts. Is there any other thought we should know before we say goodbye to you?
The last point I'd like to make is there's overwhelming research that guns in the home of honest citizens are much more likely to kill or somebody in the home than to protect against an attacker. So there's
22 times
guns
more likely to
make them.
I want to jump in here because I once interviewed Joe McNamara, who was then the police chief of San Jose. He has a doctorate from Harvard. Started out as a beat cop. He's at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, or was. And he said he thought it was a bad idea for citizens to have guns. He said 15% of police officers who are trained have their guns turned against them.
Exactly.
So that you think this thing that's going to protect you, and it winds up being the instrument of your demise.
And 80% of police officers killed in line of duty with a gun never had a chance to draw their own gun. The medical literature, the best study, shows that for every one time a gun in the home is used to kill an attacker, there are 43 gun-related deaths of a household member from a suicide, homicide in a moment of passion, or an accidental shooting.
But, you know, we're living in a time of manipulated fear.
Exactly.
And the gun industry, as well as this particular administration, wants to take full advantage of it. I think I've heard or read that the gun industry wants to, for example, they're making these cute little guns and they want every woman to have a gun, just like the cell phone providers want every man, woman, and child in America to have a cell phone.
And, in fact, in pastel colors to match the purse. It's true.
Well, the thing is that nobody can ever find anything in their purse. That's a dirty little secret. Bill Durston, thank you so much for calling in today, and lots of good luck on your campaign.
Thank you, Edith. And
keep us posted as things heat up.
And thanks for the great job the Brady campaign is doing, too.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, Doctor.
Thanks a lot. Arnie Grossman, can you hang with us a little while longer?
I absolutely can. May I just, unless you have to go to break, I just want
we
to
do.
Read you something.
Yeah.
Former Senator Gary Hart,
right.
Wrote the foreword to my book, and I just want to read very briefly from the introduction.
Can we do that as we come back from the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do that. My guest, Arnie Grossman, an old friend of mine on the book, One Nation Under Guns, an essay on an American epic. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you, Enid. We do have a couple of traffic hazards going along the way and going home. Marconi Avenue at Fulton Avenue. We have a three-car crash. Southbound 99 just north of eastbound 47. It looks like that is slowing things down just a little bit. A vehicle stopped down over the fog line with the doors open, so stay clear of that. Westbound 50 at Greenstone, we have a vehicle that's on fire. Enid Live will continue. We're at 79 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
America. Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, so folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate or a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to sh- Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
laughing at the truth.
AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cash Creek Casino Resort.
An afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Four 30 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. My guest is Arnie Eastman. His new book, One Nation Under Guns, an essay on an American epidemic. Arnie, what were you going to read us from Gary Hart?
Yeah, just briefly, Gary wrote the introduction to my book, and I'd like to just quote a couple of sentences. America's war on terror is the first war in our history where we have fully collaborated in our enemy arming himself. Right now, at least 36 individuals on the federal terrorist watch list have freely bought weapons in gun shops in this country. That is 36 that we know of. And shortly after 9/11, President Bush told the United Nations, "We have a responsibility to deny weapons to terrorists and to actively prevent private citizens from providing them." Yet, President Bush signed a law permitting records of gun sales to be destroyed within 24 hours. Congress permitted the assault weapons ban to expire. Neither the White House nor Congress will regulate arms sales at gun shows. Legislation is pending to reduce the authority of the ATF to track criminal gun sales. It is still easy for terrorists to buy weapons in America, as easy as it is to kill Americans.
Ooh, that's pretty powerful.
And this from not just a former senator, but the co-chair of the U.S. Commission on National Security. He co-chaired that with Warren Rudman.
That's right. And they've
a bipartisan commission on homeland security problems.
That predicted 9/11.
Yes,
and
yes.
Then wrote prescriptions for it post 9/11. And I think everything was roundly ignored both before and after 9/11.
Absolutely.
By this administration. Let's go to the phones. Harry in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Arnie Grossman with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Yes.
Hello, Enid and Arnie.
Hi.
I'm not a Republican or a member. I'm not part of the extremes of the left or the right, nor am I a member of the NRA. You would run into... I'm extremely progressive, but moderate conservative. You'll run into a lot of trouble if you deal with this article because I'm opposed to any tampering with the Bill of Rights. And I would suggest that people read the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights was put in by the radicals to protect the American people from their government. Now, the NRA, the right to keep and bear arms, is too important to be left to the NRA. Any law that makes gun ownership illegal is an illegal law, period. And if one doesn't understand that, I would recommend reading your Constitution.
Wait a minute. What are you saying, that any law that makes gun ownership illegal is an illegal law?
I'll repeat it. Any law that makes gun ownership illegal is an illegal law.
Arnie, what do you say about that?
I would love to talk about that. Let me read you, if you don't know word for word, Amendment Number 2 to the U.S. Constitution. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Where does that say, how does that say that any regulation of gun ownership is an illegal law?
Well, first off, you have to go back and study your American Revolution carefully and read the works of Thomas Paine and Thomas Jefferson, who worked together. These rights were put in not by liberals, but by radicals to protect the people from their government, not to go duck hunting or deer hunting or shooting rabbits. You have to understand this. Now, this is extremely important because I am working on expanding the Bill of Rights, adding amendments to the Constitution, and I want and will tolerate no one on the left or the right, and especially not liberals, who gave us the NSA you mentioned earlier. That is a creation of the Democratic Party, President Truman, and the CIA, a terrorist organization that was created by
the
Democratic
Party. Oh, please, Harry. All right. Yeah. I think I've had enough of this. But I do thank you. I thank you for the call. Arnie, have you got any response?
Pardon?
Do you have any response to this?
It's pretty hard to respond to that kind of an argument. When a man says, let's, you know, go back to the days of the American Revolution.
Well, the CIA is a terrorist organization.
Yeah. In the time of the American Revolution, the only guns that existed were the kind where you dropped a little lead ball down a barrel and you had to tamp it, and then you put a rod down, and then you fired at will. I have said for a number of years that if we want to be that literal to when this amendment to the Constitution was written, then I would say anyone who wants to have one of those guns should have one. I don't think they would be carrying them into 7-Elevens and doing holdups with them. I don't think they would be attacking people in school with them. I mean, I know my argument is absurd, but it's no more absurd than this so-called justification for total unfettered access to guns, including by terrorists and by known felons.
Let's go to the phones. Curtis in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Arnie Grossman and with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi, yeah, I'd like to respond to the just previous caller. Arnie, I know you read from the Constitution Bill of Rights, and I agree with you. Well, one other thing to keep in mind is that the Founding Fathers who wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights certainly didn't go into their chambers and, you know, have discussions with, you know, a gun slung on their side. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
When you talked about going into a 7-Eleven, that's exactly the same principle. I mean, yeah, keep and bear arms, but you have to assume that you're going to get regulated. And
right.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
You know, I think also, and I'd like to know if you agree with me, I am convinced, and I've spoken to many people who are very familiar, including constitutional scholars, that the last thing the NRA wants to see is to be tested in the Supreme Court. Because I think they realize the handwriting that's on the wall. And I'm going to use that as a very bad pun, as a lead into something that I learned recently. On the wall, the exterior wall, the national headquarters of the National Rifle Association, right outside of Washington, D.C., is conveniently just a part of that Second Amendment. It says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's very interesting. They left off a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. When this Second Amendment was written, there was no National Guard. There was no real standing army. There was a dependence on regulated militias. People had to keep guns in their homes. There were no armories where the National Guard gathered. They had to have access to a gun if the call came to fight insurgents, to fight the British and so forth. That has absolutely no bearing on what we have today. Our National Guards are totally regulated on their use of guns. When there is an emergency, they go to an armory, they go to an embarkation point, a debarkation point, and they are given their guns. They check them out. I mean, it is so totally different, it almost seems to be a waste of energy and time to try and argue that issue.
Well, I am just amazed. In a time of terrorism, and I think the figure that you cite in your book, something like 30,000 people are killed every year from
yes.
gun deaths. And not that we shouldn't have, but it was a major event when 3,000 people were killed in the World Trade Center, but 10 times that every single year
That's right.
are killed by guns. The thing that is supposed to protect us, really, really is, has also been the cause of our demise. So I think this is an important book. Arnie, and you bring up some really important issues as well. And I urge people to get a hold of it, One Nation Under Guns, An Essay on an American Epidemic. And I know you've worked hard on Safe Colorado as well, which I think people here don't know about, but you might just tell us in a second or two.
Yeah, Safe Colorado was a citizens' grassroots organization formed in the wake of Columbine. My good friend, John Head, who is a lifelong Republican, and I, a lifelong Democrat, decided that through a bipartisan grassroots effort, we might be able to do something about this gun epidemic. And 1 year later, we succeeded in passing the nation's first gun show closure law, where it is now required in Colorado, along with eight other states, to conduct background checks, criminal background checks, on any purchase of a gun, any sale of a gun at a gun show, even if it's by a so-called private, unlicensed dealer. And as a result of that, since the year 2000, in the 6 years since this has been on the books in Colorado, more than 100,000 purchases have been denied because people trying to get them through gun show purchases were not qualified to. They had felony records. They were known abusers.
You know, when you talk about background checks, how do you do a background check for somebody who's a sociopath?
That's part of the problem.
There is no check for that. There's no check for it. You know, you just have to go out with them and have a drink once in a while, and then it emerges before the appetizers are served. Let's go to the phones. Kurt in Davis. Hi, you're live with Arnie and with Enid. Arnie Grossman and Enid Goldstein on AM 1320. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. How are you today?
Good, thank you. What's your point?
I was calling because a couple years back I pulled out the Constitution because I wanted to figure out what this whole argument really looked like. And I hoped that the Bill of Rights guaranteed us somehow to be protected from an abusive government. And I read the Second Amendment, and it seemed really clear to me that it didn't have anything to do with protecting us from an abusive government, but it was about the government being able to call up a militia. So I don't know, but...
You know, here's how the government's going to do it if they want to abuse you, the way they're doing it right now. You don't need a gun for it. They'll listen in on your phone calls. You won't have any privacy left. If you think they're going to come crashing into your through your front door, I don't think it happens that way, actually. Rarely.
Well, I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. So I
think that our freedoms are being taken away left and right, and that the whole idea that somehow our guns might protect us from government abuse, well, at what point are they going to protect us? Because it should have started a long time ago, as far as I could tell.
Kurt,
the government's taken away our freedoms inch by inch by inch.
Kurt, we thank you for the call. Arnie, you want to respond?
Pardon me?
You want to respond?
Yeah, one thing that I'd like to bring up, it's not a direct response. I agree with this gentleman. I think he's well-versed in the problem. But one thing that I never hear, and I hear so much as I go on tour with the book and so forth, people stand up and want to disagree with me, which is fine. They should. They have that right to. But what I hear is, wait a minute, you're infringing on rights. You're taking away, they even call them God-given rights, which is not true. I see nowhere in the Bible is there permission to own and carry guns. But I have one answer, and I'm not being facetious or cynical, but I just have to stand up and say, wait a minute, what about the rights of innocent children to live the rest of their lives, to live to their maturity? You know, why aren't we talking about those rights, the rights of the five poor children in Pennsylvania, the rights of the 15 people, including the perpetrators, to live to adulthood at Columbine? And that's what I want to hear about, is protecting those rights. And that's what the Brady campaign is trying to do. That's what I tried to summarize in my book.
Arnie, thank you so much for joining us today. Arnold Grossman has written One Nation Under Guns, An Essay on an American Epidemic. It's an important book. Thank you, Arnie.
Thank you so much for having me on, and good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather's looking good. I'm loving jackets, maybe a little bit tonight, but today we didn't need to. We're traffic hazards. Along the way, though, it's looking pretty good. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Hello, AT&T customers.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320LoveChannel.com.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Let's subliminal my America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
There are other things that I want to discuss as well. If you're just joining us, the number 349-1320, 866-626-1320, or you can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. A couple of things that I want to talk about. If you are just joining us, we had a scoop. In fact, we scooped the Los Angeles Times yesterday. With the story about Doolittle testifying on behalf of a sexual predator. And the Los Angeles Times had it last night, Bob Saladay and his blog, and the Sacramento Bee had it today. And the ongoing question for today's show is whether or not that's going to have an effect on the Doolittle campaign, whether it's going to help Charlie. I hope it does. I don't know. We'll see. The best thing that can happen to Doolittle is an indictment right before the election. 349-1320. Let's head over to the phones. Jeff in Sacramento. Hi, live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, Enid. This is Jeff Kravitz. As you might know, I'm running for Congress here in the 5th Congressional District. But I also teach constitutional law, and I just heard Harry call up about how all gun control laws would be unconstitutional. I've talked to Harry many times. He's completely wrong. As your guest explained, the Second Amendment actually allows for the regulation of guns. It clearly says in order to establish a well-regulated militia. If you look at the First Amendment, it says Congress shall make no law pertaining to freedom of speech and the other freedoms. It says no law. Here, at the beginning of the Second Amendment, it tells you that absolutely there can be regulation. And let me explain this to people listening. Not a single law in the entire history of the United States has ever been struck down as violating the Second Amendment. I mean, just think of your knowledge of, like, life in general or movies you saw about the West. The federal marshal would come to some town in the West. First thing he would do is say, no guns in the streets. Well, of course there can be laws regulating gun ownership. Of course there can. We say felons can't carry guns. You think you could have a law that says felons can't speak in public? Felons can't lead? Felons can't worship religion the way they want to? Of course not. We regulate all sorts of aspects. Guns are just an item in commerce. They're not special. They have no special protection.
So why are we allowing immunity to the one industry in America? We allow immunity.
Well, they shouldn't be allowed immunity. It's absolute idiocy. It's something that, you know...
And particularly here we are in a time of terrorism. So how is it that there's not more regulation? There should be more regulation rather than less. In other words, what this administration wants to do, it wants to regulate our privacy, in effect. It wants to listen in on your phone calls. It wants to listen in on your email traffic.
Yeah, Enid, that's a perfect example because of the fact that, look, we have people, conservatives, who are saying it's okay to listen in on people's phone calls, randomly listen in on people's phone calls, but not track people who own weapons.
Isn't that amazing?
An idiot to think that.
It's absolutely amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. And they don't want to even keep the paperwork for people who register for guns or the background checks. I forget now which part of it. But they don't want to even hang on to that so that you can go back and you've got a paper trail here.
I mean,
and there are some rogue gun dealers as well, and the industry is hell-bent on protecting those gun dealers. They're tracing a lot of the crimes to just a handful of these rogue dealers who will sell to anybody, and those people are now immune.
Yeah, it's an absolute absurdity the way that we treat guns in this country. It's an anomaly. No other country does it. You just heard some of the statistics about the deaths that there are from gun ownership. And this idea that, you know, if you take away people's guns, this is the government doing some horrible clampdown on people's rights. It's just silly. It's been done throughout American history. I mean, in cities, you're not allowed to discharge a weapon, but in rural areas, you're allowed to discharge a weapon. There can be rational laws that will rationally regulate the private ownership of handguns. Almost never does the private ownership or possession of a handgun assist you in a crime. A friend of mine actually was killed in his home. He had a rifle in his house. What good was that rifle going to do in his house? The burglar was breaking in to commit a crime. They woke up in the morning thinking, I'm going to go commit a crime. They've got the gun out ready to commit the crime. You're sitting at your house even if you own a gun. Let's think logically. You're going to be jumping on that gun and shooting the guy who's come through the door knowing what he's planning on.
Well, you know, if somebody jumps, you know, into your bed and you have a gun under the bed or under your pillow, I think by the time you fumble around for it, you're likely to shoot yourself in the foot.
Oh, quite likely.
Unless your skills are really incredible skills. I think, you know what I think it is? It's the illusion of some kind of safety.
It's a complete illusion of safety. It's obviously it's one of the issues that I'm concerned about. It's one of the reasons I'm running for Congress here
against Doris Matsui. Well, Jeff, lots of good luck to you, and I thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate your call. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Woo, the traffic's looking hot. Do I want to say that? I guess Arnie would be proud of me. Southbound 99 just south of Sutterville Road, we have a vehicle in the roadway. Eastbound I-80 at El Camino Avenue, southbound Cap City Freeway at Arden, eastbound 50 just west of Bradshaw. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, the only channel left.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels,
How will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal Internet. That is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7 o'clock, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We've been talking about guns in this hour. And as we continue...
1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. U.S. military helicopters hovered over the scenes of explosions and fires in Baghdad, the ugly finale of a day that saw 11 more American troops killed. This could turn out to be the deadliest month for U.S. forces in Iraq since the siege of Fallujah nearly 2 years ago. From the Pentagon, CBS News correspondent David Martin reports some Marine reservists who've already served in Iraq might have to return.
With U.S. troop levels stuck at 140,000 and no end in sight, the Marines have decided they will have to activate 600-man reserve combat battalions and send them back for a second tour in Iraq. It will be the first time a reserve combat unit has had to go back a second time, and it's one more sign of the stress the military is under in fighting a war which the Commandant of the Marine Corps told CBS News today he never bargained for.
Four American soldiers will be court-martialed in connection with a terrible crime against Iraqi civilians. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has the background.
It was mid-March in Mahmoudiya, Iraq, when the four soldiers allegedly left a traffic checkpoint, changed clothes, and went to a nearby house where they raped and killed a 14-year-old girl, along with her parents and a younger sister. Some believe the incident led to the kidnapping and murders of two troops from the same 101st Airborne Unit a month later.
Four other soldiers are charged in a separate incident with murdering three Iraqi detainees during a raid. CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus was at the New York Stock Exchange for an exciting moment this morning when the Dow briefly topped 12,000.
A lot of the traders I spoke to here on the floor say, yeah, you know, 12,000, breaking 12,000, that's all well and good, but the Dow only comprises 30 stocks that trade here. A larger look at the market is if you look at something like the NASDAQ and the S&P. Neither one is near a record high. They'd like to see both the S&P and NASDAQ along for the ride.
The Dow ended the session at a new high, 11,992, while the NASDAQ finished 7 points lower, and the S&P's 500 had a small gain of less than 2 points. Health officials have been saying there's enough flu vaccine to go around this season, but CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv reports it's not necessarily getting around to everyone who needs it.
This is the time to get your flu shot earlier than usual, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying while there will be more doses than ever provided by vaccine makers, 115 million doses, up from 81 million last year, some distribution problems could mean shortages in some places.
And elderly Florida man nearly met the same fate as crocodile hunter Steve Irwin. Authorities say 81-year-old James Bertakis was in a small boat with two grandchildren off Lighthouse Point, about 30 miles north of Miami, when a stingray leaped out of the water and its poisonous stinger lodged in his chest, close to his heart. Bertakis is expected to make a full recovery. This is CBS News.
Please don't make me decorate this weekend.
Fine. No decorating this weekend.
Really?
Sure. Monday will be just fine.
Oh, man. I knew it.
It's the October Savings Event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on paints and stains and 15% on Duration Premium Coatings. Save an extra 10% on custom order wallpaper and get free shipping, too. Hurry. Sale ends Monday, October 23rd.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
We were looking for a home.
ColdwellBanker.com made it so easy. You just type in the zip code.
Or the location.
We saw some terrific Coldwell Banker homes.
I clicked on more listings.
And saw homes from other realtors, too.
It's a great time to be in the market.
Every day across the country, people find the home of their dreams at the same address. ColdwellBanker.com. Coldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Despite all the advances in science, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports there's still no way to turn back time.
It appears another miracle youth pill can be flushed down the drain. Scientists in Italy and at the Mayo Clinic find no evidence that the popular anti-aging supplement DHEA changes an elderly person's physique, physical performance, or quality of life.
Not only is there no solid evidence that it's beneficial, in my opinion.
Dr. Elizabeth Barrett Connor, a DHEA researcher at the University of California, San Diego.
These products are not tested tested by anybody to see what's in the capsule.
This small two-year New England Journal of Medicine study warns that testosterone supplements are no fountain of youth either. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
It wasn't some thief stealing away in the night. Whoever took a bronze statue of a nude woman from an Orlando art gallery did it in broad daylight while visitors were milling around the exhibits. It couldn't have been easy. The thing weighs 50 pounds. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
And now on...
Taking the left lane all the way home with Ian live on AM. More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Ian live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to hour three of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And you can join the conversation. Doesn't cost you a penny to do it. It's always toll free. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let me see if I can find... We stream live... 1320leftchannel.com, and you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. Okay, now this is the email I want to reference, and this is from one of our, I think she calls frequently if I'm not mistaken. She said, I would like to begin by saying I'm a regular listener, sometimes caller on your program. She says, sometimes she channel surfs. I hear a little bit of what Rush, Hannity, Savage, Ingram, O'Reilly, and so on are saying, with the possible exception of Savage. All share an absolute commitment to unite the right wing, bring them and the dollars to the Republican Party. Never, never, she said, would you hear any of the right-wing media chastise their candidates, even when they were deserving. Look at how they have falsely twisted the Dennis Hastert situation to be nothing more than a liberal media witch hunt. Well, and she's right about that. She said, I was invited to a Deborah Bowen event the other night. I went. The event was well attended. The group discussion started, and your name and your show came up. Most of the people at the event believe that you are actually hurting the Angelitas campaign, and in doing so, are weakening the local Democratic campaign efforts, including Charlie Brown. Well, let me just stop right here. We've been nothing but supportive for Charlie Brown. He calls frequently and very often on topic, which is a very smart thing for a politician to do. We like him a lot. We support him a lot. We don't want to see Doolittle go back to Washington. We like to see Doolittle go back to the Pokey. It's where we like to see Doolittle go. But we are supportive, and I am supportive of Phil Angelitas. But that campaign, I'm not the first one to point out that it's not been the most perky campaign. It's been a kind of an inept campaign. And am I supposed to lie about it and say, oh, it's a really, I'm a cheerleader here. It's a great campaign, doing a great job. No, I'm trying to kickstart them and get them to do something so that it'll finally gain the kind of traction that you need to win. And I don't know if it's going to happen. So am I supposed to be dishonest? Am I supposed to do what the right wing does and become an excreter of Republican talking points? Is that what is supposed to happen here? Or excreter, excuse me, of Democratic talking points? Well, anyway, she says that people think that I am weakening the local Democratic campaign. Well, I think Phil's campaign is doing that to itself, frankly. The reasons that were stated were that you constantly speak out against Phil and his campaign, and to that end, do not use your power throughout Northern California to help unite the party and or to raise funds to support party candidates. Not true. We're supporting Durston. We're supporting Doolittle. Charlie Brown. We're supporting lots of candidates. I mentioned several times that you are very hard on Schwarzenegger and Doolittle, as well as mentioning that you have had Phil and Charlie several times, Charlie many times on your show. Needless to say, the consensus was that you are hurting, not helping the campaign efforts of Phil and the Democratic candidates throughout Northern California. Many said that they have stopped listening. So then she wants to know, how would you feel about dedicating 10 minutes of every hour on good news about the candidates and offering a passive offer to raise funds for individual candidates? Because you know what? I'm not a wholly owned subsidiary of the Democratic Party. It's as simple as that. We try to do an authentic show. We try to do an honest show, an intellectually honest show, a show that's smart, that's funny. If it's if there's something lacking, we call it the way we see it. And I am not a paid spokesperson for any party or any viewpoint except my own. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. You may disagree with that, and I would love to hear your views. But according to our listener, Eva, she thinks that, she says Democrats left and right are mad at me because they think I'm hurting Phil's campaign. Well, if Phil's campaign is hurting, I think they've done that to themselves. I'm not running Phil's campaign. Jennifer in Vacaville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Enid. I've called in a number of times as well. And I'm actually hosting a house party this weekend for Phil. And the point that I wanted to make that I don't disagree with you about the way the campaign is run. However, I don't think it's Phil's campaign only. I think the Democratic headquarters is lacking in some organization as well. And for instance, I live in Solano County, and I went to the Democratic headquarters to get signs for yard signs for Phil Angelides, and I had to buy them.
What do you mean you had to buy them? From the campaign?
I had to buy them. They don't give you yard signs. Everywhere I go in my neighborhood, there are Arnold yard signs everywhere, and Phil's name is not out down here. So I went to the headquarters, and they had signs there. Now, this is not Phil's headquarters. They didn't have yard signs at his headquarters. I had to go to the Democratic headquarters to get the signs, and they were two for $5 for yard signs. So I had to buy them to bring to my headquarters down here so that we could have some signs. Now, I ask you, why are they holding signs in the office when they could be in yards getting his name out there? Because people don't know who he is.
Well, see, now, all right, so am I supposed to be a cheerleader and say, gee, that's really great. Oh, well, we have to go and pay for yard signs. Or do I say this is a sign of a poorly run campaign? Maybe they're charging for yard signs because they need money, and this is one way of doing it. But you would think that this would be budgeted into your advertising costs. It's free publicity. You know, people will put these signs up in their yards all over the place, and so I think that they have fallen down on the job. If you've got to make 50 stops in order to get some yard signs, and then insult to injury, you got to pay for them. So am I not supposed to say anything about that?
Well, I don't know. I'm
by you telling us
there's a problem overall with not, like I said, not just with Phil, but with the party, because I don't see a lot of yard signs for any Democrats down here.
Well, then they better get it together. I say these things in the spirit of fix, you know, get your act together. Here are some of the complaints. You may not have heard about it. We're going to tell you about it. We're supporting, you know, the Democratic candidates, except possibly for insurance commissioner. I might go for Poisner on that one instead of Cruz, who's taking money from the insurance companies he's supposed to be regulating. And he said he would return it, but he's still just taking more money. So that's another issue entirely. But, Jennifer, I'm delighted that you called in with this information. Thank you for doing it.
Sure.
You thank you. 349-1320. Did you hear what Jennifer had to say? It opens up a line. 866-620-61320. John in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Yeah, hi there. You know, I think that you're doing a great job, so just keep up the same way that you're doing. Be neutral. Hey, truth hurts, okay?
I'm not neutral. I mean, I'm pro-democratic, but I'm trying also to tell you the truth. When some people are falling down, I say it. When they're doing well, I say it.
Yeah, and I have to say, Phil, you know, Phil needs to learn something from Charlie Brown, because Charlie Brown has some teeth on some of those ads against Doolittle. One thing is that what Phil lacks is that he does have teeth on some of those ads, but it's biting the wrong area. Association to Bush. One thing is that, you know, a lot of these federal stuff has nothing to do with California. So that ad doesn't really do much to people, you know, even though they hate Bush, you know, but it doesn't really do much.
Well, I think the research showed them that if Angelides could join Schwartzy and Bush together, that it would work for the campaign. So far, apparently, it has not been all that successful. But I'm going to tell you something. Maybe I'll go out on a limb. I don't know. I go back and forth. This is it could be that the divide between them is not going to be as great as it appears. There's 9 points. There's a margin of error of plus or minus 3 or 4 or 5 points on that polling. Democrats are so angry, we expect that they're going to go to the polls and vote in droves. But, you know, we don't know if we're going to get an honest count or not.
Right, but you're doing a good job, okay?
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call. Thanks for the support. 349-1320. One line is now open. 866-620-61320. Alan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Alan.
pain. And, you know, I'm not surprised. Well, actually, I am rather surprised that Democrats are surprised when they bring up a candidate such as this, and he's not getting any votes. He's not going to come close. The guy's going to be like 12 points off.
You think, Phil? You guarantee?
Not only that, it's just like it's 50% window dressing with Democratic issues.
Yeah.
And 40% substance, and you flip that around, and that's about what the Republican Party is. They're like 40% window dressing and 60% substance. So you end up with people are starting.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't give them that high mark for substance.
On.
Are you? You're a Republican, Alan.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you in Doolittle's district?
Well, I think Doolittle actually is probably giving a little bit more of a harsh punishment than he deserved.
You would vote for Doolittle?
Oh, yeah. No, I support him.
You support him? Are you in his district?
Am I in his district? No.
Oh, good. Well, thank God then you can't vote for him. Alan, I don't see how you could support Doolittle. He's corrupt. He's practically a felon.
Well, I sent a donation to his campaign.
Why?
Because I think he's a good person in that seat. I think what they've talked about, the corruption charges they're bringing up, they're not going to stick. They're not sticking at all. I think it's just a bunch, again, of window dressing. Wait a minute,
his wife, they already know that when Abramoff got stuff out of Doolittle, the wife took in money. We already know that it was pay to play. We already know that she takes in 15% of all of his contributions. We know that he supported the Northern Marianas on Abramoff's behalf, and there's forced abortions and slavery going on there.
Window dressing once again.
You don't believe any of that, right?
No, I believe that some of them you could tie them to that, but you're reaching to do it, and people see it in it. They really do. Democrats need to start concentrating on more substance about what they're talking about. They need to really refocus their energy and stop trying to sham people. That's all they
do. So you think Doolittle is the right guy?
Well, Doolittle's a lot better than the Democratic runner-up, that's for sure.
No, he's Charlie Brown. He's an excellent candidate. He wasn't a draft dodger like Doolittle. But, Alan, I thank you for listening. I thank you for calling. We'll put it out there, see how people respond to what you said. 349-1320. Can you believe that? He sent money to Doolittle. I can't believe that. I think you have to be among the nearly comatose to send any. It's like flushing it down the toilet. Audrey and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, hi, Enid. About the woman who said that you were hurting the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, it sounds so bogus, so Karl Rove and stoogey. You speak the truth. That's all I want to tell you.
Oh, thank you, Audrey. I appreciate the call. Bye. 349-1320. A line is open. John in Sacramento. Hi, you're live, John, with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, John.
Hello there, young lady.
Hi.
My first time really getting involved on the phone in certain with this channel. I've just been up and down, but I think this is just really, really a sad commentary when you do speak your mind. You're doing it on the airways and with a show, but I've done this in my home and with friends and all, and it seems like they come right back, the people, with the idea that you're aiding the opposition, and it's not that. It's just a common factor of morality that what's right and what's wrong and where it should be said. I mean, I don't see many people jumping on these guys, and I don't know if it's a gender thing, but you get these guys that'll be saying the same exact thing, and they don't call in and roast them on it. It seems like because it's coming up and it's coming out and we're getting close and there's factual data, the young man that was on there a little earlier, just a little while ago, says he's going to still give his money and support it, regardless of what the fact is.
It doesn't matter. He's in love with Doolittle. He thinks Doolittle is superior, and he's going to give his money. There are other people who, you know, I'll tell you what, if Phil's campaign were going better, nobody would be making these comments.
It's amazing to be here in this juncture in my life, to be a part of a lot of the growth and development over the last 40-something years, and got my children in their 20s out paying attention and trying to be educated to vote, to hear people just sit here where people are dying daily and just, you know, act like, okay, it's fine, lie to me, do what you're going to do to me, and I'll still give you my money, and then moan and groan after the next 2 years or 4 years and still sit here and don't understand that. What about our kids? What about the future? What's really going on? All that's, you're too liberal, you're too progressive, you're too what? No, I'm just too human. I'm just a human being with a brain over the animals and trying to simply say, pay attention. The morality that we're transporting around the world is corrupt. And we expect people to understand that and join into the country that's supposed to be the citadel of education and civilization and the only ones that drop the bomb on somebody.
John, I thank you for your thoughts. Thanks so much for calling. 349-1320, 866-620-6120. Angela in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Angela.
Hi. How are you, Enid?
I'm well. Thank you.
I just had to call when I heard that last call as a Republican that's donating money to Doolittle. And I was never really involved with politics, and I have since this whole Iraq war and all the corruption that's going on. And he's buying into all the, I guess, propaganda that... the Republicans are running, I guess.
Well, there's no way to talk him out of it. He's not even in Doolittle's district, and he's just in love with Doolittle, and there's nothing you can say to him that would talk him out of being in love with Doolittle. It's just like trying to talk a friend who's going to marry a junkie out of getting married to that person. There's nothing you can say.
That's true, but I think that those type of callers will just intensify the Democratic to go out there and actually vote.
I hope you're right, and I thank you for calling, Angela. 349-1320, 866-620-6120. Zinn in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Zinn?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to say to all of those who are thinking about voting for Schwarzenegger, I want them to think about what he did before and what he has done now to change and appeal to a greater group of folks. They need to understand where his support is coming from, and this is what he will revert back, because he owes to those who have contributed to his campaign. He has to serve them first. He is not for the average American, and he is not thinking of the welfare of the majority of the people.
No, you know whose welfare he's thinking of? His own.
He's thinking of his own and the group and his real base, the contributors, you know, of money for his campaign.
The developers, financial interests, energy interests, a lot of out-of-state money, big money, corporate money. That's who's supporting him.
So this is the reality. We Californians cannot afford Arnold. This is not the movie industry. This is the real world. And he does not belong because he does not represent our interest, which is the majority of the people. So this is a wake-up call. Don't forget what has happened before. He is just appearing like he is changing.
Well, he thinks he's in a movie and he's got a script and he's all made up for the part and he's playing the part of a Democrat.
Exactly.
With a lot of Botox and a lot of makeup and 5'9¾ inches of him.
And how can people overlook the real person? We don't want an actor. We want somebody that knows what he's doing, that can help the people of this state. This is all what I'm saying. Wake up to reality.
Zinn, I thank you very much for that impassioned plea. But you know what? It's going to fall on deaf ears, because if you're in love with Doolittle, you don't want to hear about reality, a word that should never be used without quotation marks around it anyway. Jim in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jim.
Oh, hello there. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Just a quick question. I really just wanted to back you up on standing up for yourself against some of the people that are trying to get down in terms of the Angelides campaign. And I think that Angelides campaign was doomed from the start, because I'm not a big politician and I don't read a lot of newspapers, but I'm convinced that there's something going on in the Democrats in the state capital about him. And I don't think he's got the full support of the Democratic Party. And I think they should be looking at themselves rather than having a puppet radio presenters. in my humble opinion.
Well, you know, you could be right about that, because he received a lot of support from Villaraigosa, from Fabian Nunez, and everybody was sort of slow to really formally endorse Phil Angelides. So, yes, I think you're absolutely right. And the timing is such that if Phil were elected, he would potentially serve two terms, and people like Villaraigosa and Fabian have some ideas about themselves, and they want to maneuver on those ideas in one term, not in two. So in that sense, Arnold is more to their timetable, their own personal timetable. So I think you are really right on, or as they say in England, but you're from Scotland, spot on. Spot on is what they would say.
You know, I'm also perplexed as to why anyone would seriously consider voting for Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm just honestly confused the heck out of me, because how can anybody take that guy seriously? This goes through my head every time I see his name below the governor thing, you know?
And the more you see him, in my view, the more you see him, the less there is that meets the eye. Is my view of it. I just think he's a complete fabrication, which is, I mean, to his credit, he took that skinny bones of his, pumped himself up on steroids, you know, he developed a bodybuilder's body, he was very tenacious about it, he did whatever it took, and now in politics he's going to do whatever it takes, but he's a whole concoction and fabrication. You know, I think you couldn't look for authenticity there. You'd have to go through so many layers of inauthenticity. I don't know if you'd ever come to the core or to the nugget. It's whatever will do the job. That's what he's in favor of. Jim, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Wahoo traffic on this Wednesday is what I say, with a W. Northbound 99 just south of, 47th, Sutterville, Franklin, Elk Grove Boulevard, and Laguna. We have 3 and 4 car crashes along the way. Now, they're all due to hit. There's 2 that are due to hit and run, so we'll see what happens there. Edison Avenue, just east of Watt Avenue, we have a 2-car crash. And westbound I-2, just east of Antelope Road, we do as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th?
It's true. We're all in danger.
Vote. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We set up a... Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
529 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I just got this in. Nancy Pelosi's in town helping Phil with phone banking, and it started about an hour ago, 4:30 at the Sacramento City Teachers Association, 5300 Elvis Avenue. Why don't you help out? So, you know, I want you to support Phil. He would be the better governor. And Wesley's a dope. And, you know, it was revealed in the paper today that he's even more of a dope. But unfortunately, Phil's campaign is not nearly as slick as Arnold's. He doesn't have the power of the incumbency. He doesn't have the access to the money that Arnold does. And Arnold has got the pros. You know, he's got Cheney and Rove advisors on his staff. And I think he's a complete fake-a-rama. I think he is a symphony, an ambulatory fake-a-rama. That's what I think of Arnold. But you know what? It looks like he's going to be the governor. And what has he done? When you say to people, what has he done for the last couple of years? What we're talking, you know, there's nothing, nobody has an answer except for as he's ginned up toward the election. Here's the email from Eva. She says that she was invited to a Deborah Bowen event, and that a lot of people think that I must have so much power, that I am to blame for Phil's campaign and the problems in that campaign. I'm not. And I'm not an excreter of Democratic talking points, as you have the right-wing talk hosts who, if you're looking for authenticity, don't go there. That's all I can say. 349-1320-866-620-61320. Steve in Loomis. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Steve.
Hey, I got to tell you, first off, it was a pleasure to listen to your last caller. He stated a point without jamming on anybody or making any cutesy little things, but he is very eloquent in the way that he stated his position. And I just enjoy hearing people like him speak. But I think that he has a real point that with Charlie Brown and with Phil, that they don't really have the support. And in Placer County, which is the biggest county where Charlie's got his push, the economics here are so great right now. People are doing so well that they don't want to see their taxes raised or anything else, and that's basically, you know, what Democrats typically want to do. And I got to tell you, my house taxes are about $7,000 a year, and I don't want to see them go to 10 because there's no benefit or gain from it for me. So,
well, Steve, let me ask you: Are you in Doolittle's district?
Well, yes, I am.
Okay, so who are you going to go for, Doolittle?
Yes.
And you're going to go for Doolittle because?
Because I love the tax structure, I love what they represent about it. You work hard and you get what you receive versus having our money taken for those who are on the dole.
But Steve, aren't you concerned that Doolittle is almost could be indicted at any second? That he might be hauled off to the pokey? That he's on the list of the most corrupt congressmen in America? Does that affect you at all?
No, because I was up the dial quite a while back, and Doolittle he stated his points and whatnot, and, you know, if they're believable, they're believable. But this is not, I mean, it's...
Wait a minute, so for you, this comes down to one issue. You believe that if you vote for Doolittle, your taxes will remain the same. Everything else, nothing else matters, it sounds like.
No, not exactly. I don't believe in public dole. I think that the talking point.
Well, Charlie isn't in favor. Charlie's not in favor of the public dole. So you're just making a bunch of assumptions that because Charlie, who was a Republican until just a couple of years ago, is going to raise your taxes. And what I hear you saying to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, you're going to go for Doolittle because you pay $7,000 a year in taxes and you don't want him to be 10, and you think he'll keep your taxes down. That he isn't one of the most corrupt congressmen in America. You don't care about that. That's not factored into your decision. Is that correct?
If he goes to jail, then I'll call you up and eat crow. But at the same rate, too, you know, when you're talking about what happened with him being subpoenaed into court in 87, and every time he's up for election, the same thing comes up. You know, he didn't volunteer to go to court for that guy. I mean, he had to answer questions as truthfully as possible. So, I mean, you know, it's just a...
No, he agreed. He agreed to stand up and be a character witness for that guy. He didn't... Nobody subpoenaed him to do that.
Did you live here in 87?
I was in California in 87, yes.
But, yeah, so you followed that?
No, I did not follow it, actually.
Well, it happened to land. It happened. The whole thing happened to land fairly close to our living room, or at least my folks' living room.
Well, but Steve, listen. Listen, you're telling me, when I say to you, Doolittle is on the list of the most corrupt congressmen in America for a variety of reasons, you tell me that that's immaterial to you, and that the only thing you really care about is your money and your taxes. That's really what you care about. That's the only thing you care about. And I have to tell you, to my ear, it sounds really selfish.
You know what? I don't really care about polls because you can skew a poll any way you want to. I mean, you can turn 90 to day if you ask a question in one way, so they don't affect me a bit. What I do know what affects me is getting up in the morning and go to work and what I'm able to hold on to at the end of the day and not have to dole out for somebody that's not willing to do for themselves. So if they're not able...
You have all these assumptions that people are not willing to do for themselves, so therefore your money, your hard-earned money is going to go to support them. And what you're really saying is whatever you have, you don't want to share with anybody else. You'll vote for somebody who's corrupt to keep your taxes low. And it sounds, I have to tell you, Steve, it sounds really selfish to me.
Well, you know what? So be it, Enid. But you know what? Why do I have to get up in the morning and support those who will not do for themselves? And the simple fact,
if you care about your taxes, are you not concerned that the top 1% get a break in their taxes and you're having to pick up the slack? Are you not concerned that we're fighting a war that was based on lies and that's costing a fortune?
You know what? That's your opinion on the war, and I believe it's a truthful war, and I believe what's going on there is for the better good of not just us.
Where are the weapons of mass destruction?
Well, you know what? And kids are dying every day in swimming pools, so let's just fill them all up.
Yeah, but wait. No, but the reason for going to war were weapons of mass destruction. Where are those weapons of mass destruction?
You know what? And I can read 10 reports that say yes or word, and they're moved into Syria. So.
But even the president said that there are no weapons of mass destruction. Even the president said that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. He's finally said that. But Steve, you're not even believing the president. All right. Well, listen, I tried my best, but I do thank you for calling. What do you think of what Steve had to say? 349-1320. It opens up a line. 866-626-1320. Jerry in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm a conservative, and I listen to your show to get the other points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a Doolittle supporter because I don't want my taxes raised.
So even though he's among the most corrupt congressmen in America, even though he's very likely to be indicted or certainly under investigation by prosecutors at the Department of Justice, it doesn't matter to you.
It doesn't matter to me any more than Jack Murtha being on the same list matters to you.
Jack Murtha is not on the same list, as a matter of fact. No, I don't think you're correct on that. And anyway, I'm not voting for Jack Murtha. He's not representing me in this district. And you have a chance to vote for someone who's not corrupt, and you're going to go for someone corrupt because you want to protect your pocketbook, you think. That it will protect your pocketbook. Is that right?
He's corrupt. Has he been convicted? Do you convict somebody before the
lists are made by watchdog groups, and they say that he is among the most corrupt politicians, congressmen in America.
Yeah, and Jack Murtha is on that same list.
Well, I'm not voting for Jack Murtha, and we're not talking about Jack Murtha. I don't want to vote for anybody who's on that list. So why would you, Jerry?
Because I don't want my taxes raised.
You don't want your taxes raised. Why do you think that having a Democrat will raise your taxes?
Because I've heard you say on your program that, like, Angelides should not stress that he'll raise taxes. He shouldn't get on that issue. I haven't heard that Charlie Brown says that he won't vote for any tax increase.
Well, you know, what about giving the tax breaks to the richest Americans and then you're having to pick up the slack? Is that a good thing, do you think?
No, I think it would be better to give a tax break to the poor and lower their taxes.
Well, Jerry, I guess you're just a dyed-in-the-wool Doolittle supporter, and if we're trying to talk logic, it's not going to work with you. You're in love with Doolittle, even though he's going to be hauled off to the pokey at any second now, and you're going to vote for him, and it's a false economy. You think you are going to save a few bucks in taxes, and you will have sold your soul in the process. Is that a really good deal, do you think?
Well, I think you made a lot of statements. Is there a question in there?
Yes, there is. You think it's worth it to save a couple of bucks to sell your soul, which it sounds like you're willing to do. You're willing to vote for one of the most corrupt people in America. You're willing to do it because you think it'll save you a couple of bucks on your taxes. I don't know what to say about that, Jerry, but you know what? We're delightful, delighted that you called, delighted that you're listening. We'll put it out there, and we'll see how people respond, and I thank you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We have one line open. What do you think about these Doolittle supporters who have found me, embraced me, are falling in love with me, because, but don't they don't want Charlie Brown? They want Doolittle. And why do they want one of the most... You are looking into the thinking of the people who support Doolittle. It sounds like it's a tax issue. They've decided that if Charlie Brown became congressman from the 4th Congressional District, that somehow it would cost him some money. It's going to be worse because, you know, Doolittle will be hauled off to the pokey. Then they have to have a special election, and then that's going to cost a fortune. And who do you think pays for it? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Looking pretty good there, Enid. I'll tell you, the traffic stuff on 99 has gotten a lot cleared up, though we do still have that three-hour car crash over there by Elk Grove Boulevard, stuff on 99. Coming back northbound Cap City Freeway just past Arden Way. Our emergency vehicles are on scene. I see that traffic is moving just a little bit quicker there. However, our car crash that we had earlier has slowed things down just a little bit. Roseville, going on to Roseville there, I-80 northbound. We have a three-car crash right in the middle of the roadway, it looks like. So that's stopping traffic down a little bit. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
There's big news from
sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, or a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out of it. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Well, you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
1320.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, we haven't talked in this hour that I kind of scooped the Los Angeles Times with the information I gave you yesterday and the Sacramento Bee on Deep Doolittle testifying on behalf of a sexual predator, but we'll get into that. You have just heard a couple of people calling to say they're going to vote for Doolittle, doesn't matter how corrupt he is. And I just got this from Mark. He said, you think your taxes aren't going to go up? There is no alternative. Clinton and the Republican Congress knocked out the national debt. There was a surplus when Bush took off. And he blew the wad and put us in the hole beyond debt we have ever known. You are going to get your taxes raised. Nothing, writes Mark, he just has emailed me, is more expensive than war. Nothing causes a recession like a war. Remember the economy after Desert Storm? It's going to go down. You know what happens to your personal finances? If you exist on credit, you cut back and you pay your bills. Thank George and the rubber stamp Congress for that. So he's saying your taxes are going to go up because war is expensive, and it doesn't matter whether you have a corrupt congressman in office or not, and he'll figure out a way to get some of that money in his own pocket, too. Rich in Doolittle Country. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Rich.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling from the land of the great white Escalade. Basically, I just want to make three quick comments. Who are supporting Doolittle. Real quick, I mean, one-dimensional thinking about the taxes. It just, the fellow who wrote to you, yes, indeed, the last social externals are not being considered. I mean, one of the worst environmental record politician, John Doolittle, votes for more air pollution and arsenic. These are social externals which won't show up necessarily in, your 1040, but then these are taxes you'll be, quote unquote, paying, down the road one way or another, and quality of life is just going downhill. We have a plan on the brink. I mean, these are things that have to be considered about, paying out. And number two, the one fellow said, well, I just don't want to do things for people who don't get up in the morning. This is a big old saw and a big myth that's been trumped out for the last 20 years. And in the last 20 years since the Reagan era, we've witnessed a complete destruction of social safety nets. I mean, there's no one. I mean, basically, if he's talking about getting rid of, say, the minimal handouts to the disabled and the people of 65 and above, well, we're talking about a heartless human being that's supporting Doolittle.
Well,
working people have no social safety nets. There's no one out there, really, who is, giving handouts, quote unquote. That just doesn't exist anymore.
So what do you say to somebody who says, I'm voting for Doolittle, I don't care what his ethics are, I don't care how corrupt he is, he's going to keep my taxes low? What do you say to that? I don't think there's anything you can say to them.
I think this is a matter of what you do is you kind of grin and you just kind of walk away slowly, nervously. And the reason I say that is because, Wilhelm Reich, wrote a book called The Mass Psychology of Fascism back in the 40s, 50s. And this, to me, of all the explanations of why people are authoritarian and fascist and play lip service to democracy, that book has an excellent explanation. And I think for people who support Doolittle and I was just, witnessing the banter you had back and forth, where these people just kind of went back to fallacies they couldn't encounter what you were saying. I mean, we're talking about something very emotional. We're talking about people who would vote for George Wallace in 68 and wouldn't think twice about doing so. They're covering up a closet racism. They're covering up a closet, you name it. They're covering it up. And it's psychological in origin. And I think all you can do is pray that this is not a disease, or as Wilhelm Reich called it, an emotional plague, and that people are objective enough to see that there is a distinction, a real distinction between a Brown and a Doolittle.
And Charlie Brown is by far the superior candidate.
Oh, absolutely.
I thank you for the call. Thank you so much. 349-1320. Eric in Elk Grove, thanks for being so patient. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I was calling to see if anyone talked about the story that was out on the Daily Cause this morning about the Blackwell doing the purges of the voter rolls.
No, we haven't talked about that, but we'll get there. But
okay,
give us the headline. Blackwell is purging in Ohio. He's purging the voter rolls. He's also calling his competitors, challenger, or the competition, calling him, trying to allege that he's gay, I think, right?
Yeah, but the bigger part of the story is that this might be the October surprise. The person who wrote the story says that this is not only happening in Ohio, but three other states, which are sort of battleground states. And that's why Grove and Bush are not concerned about losing the House or the Senate.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I would put nothing past them.
Yeah.
If they can't win it fair and square, they'll win it any way they can.
I just want everybody to take a chance to look at it, perhaps. I emailed it off to both my senators. I intend to try and send it off to perhaps Keith Olbermann and some other people just to get it out there, because I think it's...
Eric, why don't you... Eric, email it to me, enid@kctc.com.
Okay, I'll try and get it to you tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
349-1320. That opens up a line, 866-626-1320. Aaron in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm well, Erin. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I wanted to go back to this guy that was ranting and raving about his taxes being raised. I have to say, first of all, I have to preface this by saying that I'm a single parent, I'm in my 20s, and I own a home. And, you know, it's people like this gentleman, Jerry, I think his name was, that... make this society what it is nowadays. We're so disconnected from each other. We don't help each other in the streets. We don't help each other in any way, shape, or form. And for him to want to hang on to what is probably to him a measly $3,000 per year, and put somebody corrupt in office. The question I pose to him is, would you rather pay $7,000 in taxes a year for your home and have the money, you know, misappropriated by dirty politicians, or would you rather go ahead and pay that extra $3,000 and at least have it, you know, a better chance of going to better causes, maybe to help out single parents like myself? Not all of us are not willing to work and not willing to pay our way around here. A lot of us are just single parents, you know, or just single people or whatever, where there's not two incomes in the household.
Well, or how about not having your kids marching off to a fake-a-rama war, or a lot of environmental issues as well? So if all you care about is that extra money, that more taxes, and you know what? You're going to have to pay more taxes, because you can't fight wars this expensive without and make tax cuts to the riches without imposing more taxes. Aaron, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid, and I do agree with our last caller. Do something nice today. You know, if you see someone on the right-hand side that needs their tire changed or something, because we've got a lot of them today on the traffic, Southbound 99, and one of them was due to a hit and run. That is not a nice thing to do. We have 6 hit and runs in our capital today. Cimarhorn Road at Marengo, Florin Road at Power Inn Road. We have Florin Road at Palmer House Road, northbound 99 just south of 47th. Edison Avenue just east of Watt Avenue, and westbound I-80 just east of Antelope Road. Oh, that's 7 hit and runs in the capital. So let's clean it up, people. Come on. Tonight, lows 55. Highs coming up 79. We're at 79 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The people had spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com.
jobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it, because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Well, you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Whitney. Another ugly, bloody day in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick is there.
As night fell in Baghdad, there was a series of explosions, one setting off a huge fire. U.S. military helicopters circled above. The U.S. military also announced the deaths of 11 troops, 10 soldiers and one Marine, killed in and around Baghdad in roadside bombs and enemy attacks.
This could turn out to be the deadliest month for U.S. forces in nearly 2 years. From the Pentagon, CBS News correspondent David Martin reports a plan has been put in motion to redeploy some Marine Reserve battalions.
Sending hundreds of reservists back into combat starting in 2008 will take some of the strain off active duty Marines who currently serve 7 months tours in Iraq and are home for only 7 months. The Army, which provides the bulk of the troops in Iraq, is in a similar bind. Its units serve one-year tours and are home for only 14 months. It's a killing pace made necessary by the rising sectarian violence, which forced the commander in Iraq, General George Casey, to scrap plans for withdrawing any troops this year.
The military announced today that four soldiers will be court-martialed, and two of them could face the death penalty for a shocking crime against Iraqi civilians.
The alleged incident happened in Mahmoudiya, Iraq, in mid-March. The four soldiers allegedly left their checkpoint and went to a nearby home, where they raped and murdered a 14-year-old girl before fatally shooting her parents and a younger sister. Military investigators say the soldiers tried to burn the bodies to get rid of evidence.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula. In a separate case, four other soldiers are charged with murdering three detainees during a raid in May on a village in northern Iraq. The closing bell ended an exciting day on Wall Street as the Dow briefly rose above 12,000. CBS News correspondent Trish Regan followed the action.
People who didn't get into the market a month ago are trying to get into the market now, and that's one of the things that is bidding up stock prices. In other words, people are trying to rush in and capture this momentum, and that's just basically increasing the momentum.
The Dow finished 42 points higher for a record close of 11,992. Things are changing at the Postal Service. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein explains.
Hey, when's the last time you dropped a letter into one of those blue boxes on the corner? Remember them?
Customers are using the blue collection boxes less and less, partly because of the decline of first-class mail.
So Postal Service spokeswoman Yvonne Yeager says many of those blue boxes are gradually being eliminated.
Anytime we can do things more efficiently and cost-effectively, it helps us keep rates down.
And it's just another sign that most people these days are relying more and more on email. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Also being phased out, those stamp vending machines in post offices. They're up to 20 years old now, and maintenance has become an expensive problem. This is CBS News.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
A gruesome crime in New Orleans. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen reports police first got wind of it when a 28-year-old man who allegedly murdered a woman committed suicide.
After the suspected killer jumped off a French Quarter hotel, cops found the suicide note in his pocket, and it said he strangled his girlfriend and cut her apart with a knife and saw.
Body parts were found on the stove, in the oven, and in the refrigerator. Parts that were found on the stove and in the oven were charred beyond recognition.
Chief Detective Anthony Canatella says the note told them the murder happened about 2 weeks ago after an argument. The man from Los Angeles had been working as a cook after moving to New Orleans.
There's no indication at all that anybody has had any cannibalism.
He also says rumors of voodoo are not supported by the evidence. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Smoking is getting more difficult in the North Carolina hometown of R.J. Reynolds Tobacco. Two major hospitals in Winston-Salem, which already banned smoking inside, say the rule will extend outside to their campuses early next year. I'm Bill Whitney.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Oh, we're getting closer to the weekend. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekend, weekdays. Weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. All right, so I have to tell you about several things before we get going. First of all, Westminster Presbyterian Church is holding an annual sale and auctions, and funds go to support the poor locally and abroad. It happens October 19 to 21. And Westminster is located, where is it located? It's serving the downtown population, and it's at 1300 N, as in Norma Street, or No, 1300 N Street, Sacramento. And you want to call them at 442-8939. It sounds like a wonderful event. 3 days. It's a sale, a silent auction, a gala dinner, and it helps to support people who need your help. So it's the annual Mission Miracle events. Okay, so that's going on at the Westminster Presbyterian Church. We always like to help people who are helping others. And I wanted to let you know that Scott and Sims have decided, let's see, they're doing a bottoms up with John Doolittle. I think it's called something else. But in any event, on Friday morning from 8 to 10, no, that's not, it's from 6 to 8, sorry, from 6 to 8, I believe. What's going to happen is they're going to replay the Doolittle Brown debate. And every time Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle says gay marriage, Scott takes one drink. Every time he says ACLU, Sims takes a drink. Liberal media, we'll both roll our eyes and cackle drunkenly. And NAMBLA, both of us must take one drink. You know what? They're going to be soused in about 5 seconds. That's what's going to happen. But that's happening on Friday morning. We're talking about all kinds of things. And let me just start by saying that moi, your goddess here, broke a story yesterday and scooped the Los Angeles Times, which had it last night. We had it yesterday afternoon. And the Sacramento Bee ran with it this morning. And the story was that Deep Doo Doo Doolittle testified on behalf of a dentist who was a fellow church member, fellow Mormon, who had been accused by 6 women of drugging them. They came in for treatment. You know, he'd give them nitrous oxide. And then he would sexually molest them. And because Doolittle spoke out on behalf of this dentist, they just pretty much wrapped him on the knuckles and turned him loose to do more of the same, which he did, and was ultimately caught again. And ultimately he went to the pokey, and ultimately he got his license revoked. But ultimately more women were sexually assaulted by this man. And Doolittle, the two things that come out of that story is that Doolittle was very quick to talk about Charlie Brown's ACLU membership and then throw NAMBLA into the conversation when Doolittle stood up for and testified to the character of this a dentist who was sexually abusing women. So who was he to point the finger? And it also speaks to Doolittle's lack of judgment. That he would trust guys like Jack Abramoff. We'll trust him. You know, Doolittle is a pimp for money. That is, he is a money whore. That is what he is. But if you have been listening, you have heard people calling in saying that they are going to vote for Doolittle. They don't care if he's one of the most corrupt congressmen in America. They don't want their taxes to go up. Arnold Schwarzenegger, by the way, if you saw the front page of the Sacramento Bee today, he blew off an African-American group that he said he was going to appear at that several dozen Sacramento area African-American leaders, expecting to meet with Schwartzy, instead had a high-voltage exchange with a staff member sent in his place. The event was designed to allow local pastors and leaders to question both gubernatorial candidates. Well, Phil showed up, but Schwartzy didn't. I just think that, you know, and Fabian Nunez, who's been in love, he just can't kiss Schwartzy enough. Now he's been out of shape because Schwartzy was going to agree to one form of legislation on the greenhouse gas emissions, but really signed something else, something that wasn't agreed to. So I think Schwartzy reverts to what he really is, and he can't even wait until the election is over. I think that tells you an awful lot about Schwartzy. But again, if you're in love with him, like people are in love with Doolittle, it probably doesn't matter. And finally, one of you emailed me to say that you were, Eva says, I was invited to a Deborah Bowen event. The event was well attended, a group discussion started, and your name and your show came up. Most of the people at the event believe that you are actually hurting the Angelides campaign, and in so doing are weakening the local Democratic campaign efforts, including Charlie Brown's. The reasons that were stated were that you constantly speak out against Phil and his campaign. I'm a big supporter of Phil's. I'm a bigger supporter, even a big supporter of Charlie Brown's. And what I speak out against is the ineptness where I see it. So if Phil's campaign is hurting, I didn't do it. I'm not running his campaign. And I'm not a conservative talk host who excretes Republican talking points, or in my case, Democratic talking points. I really try to give you an authentic show. You may disagree with me. Maybe I'm even wrong at times. Oh, perish the thought, but I'm sure it happens. But, you know, at least I'm giving it to you the way I honestly believe it, and not because somebody like Stan Atkinson has paid me or blandished me to say something particular. 349-1320, we have one line open, 866-620-61320. Roxanne in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to comment on the Republican fellow that called in a little while ago and was worried about his taxes being raised. And I guess I'm a reformed Republican, and I guess I can't follow that rationale.
Are you a recovering Republican?
I'm a recovering Republican, yes.
What caused you to recover?
Well, I was introduced to a lot of reading material from friends and family, and
Did you fall in love with somebody who wasn't a Republican, maybe?
Yes, I did.
Ah, why did I know that? I just knew that.
And he has opened my eyes to many things. And
sex is probably better with a Democrat, I would guess.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
We won't go there. None of my business.
Absolutely. But I just I wanted to say that Doolittle seems to vote for these budgets that are just full of pork and, you know, all these corporate type of welfare. And this guy's worried about some poor person who gets down on their luck and needs a little bit of help and some food stamps, when our gas companies, who are, you know, raking in record profits, are getting supplemental income from the government.
We're in historic deficits. We're cutting taxes of the very rich, and it's costing us a fortune to fight this ridiculous war in Iraq. And who do you think is going to pay for it? There are going to be tax increases. How else are you going to do it?
Well, the goal, I think, it seems to be to just starve the beast and privatize everything at this stage, the way these guys are going. And
well, the way they're going is they all think they're going to be in the arms of the rapture, which they are helping by not talking to North Korea and hoping for a nuclear event, and then they will all have been rich and strip mine the country of everything that they have. And what do they care? They leave a big estate, except everybody will be glowing in the dark and they'll be able to spend it. No food, no water.
I can't follow that rationale of it's okay to be corrupt, and as long as you're a corporate welfare recipient, it's all good, and everyone else just, you know, whatever. Hope for the best. Hope you survive. You know, good luck with that.
Exactly. Roxanne, thanks very much for calling. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. Let's see, Brian in Fair Oaks. Hi, Brian. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi. Brian? Brian, are you there? You there, Brian? Brian's apparently not there. Okay, let's head over to Patricia in SAC. Patricia, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hey, Enid. Yes, in response to those two gentlemen that were afraid of their taxes going up, I find that so, you know, kind of like an oxymoron, and I'll tell you why. You know, you've already mentioned the budget deficits. How about the trade deficit with this Congress, which includes Mr. Doolittle, jobs going overseas? And in addition to that, if these gentlemen would just go onto the Government Accountability Office website, they can find all these overcharges by Halliburton, Bechtel, Kellogg, Brown, and Root.
Oh, Blackwell. Good point.
They have privatized the war, which means it's costing us more money. And because they're giving the top 1% the largest tax breaks, that means we're going to have to foot the bill. And then in addition to that, Enid, the thing that I want to tie into the taxes is, you remember when Bob Woodward's book and also the military generals like John Baptiste talked about that this president never had a strategy to get out of Iraq?
Right.
You know, there was nothing for the insurgency. They're planning to stay there another 10 years. I think you've already heard that.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so how are we going to pay? Where do they think that they're going to be paying less taxes if we're going to be there another 10 years? This is costing us $1 billion a week, which is $4 billion a month. And they're not going to make the rich pay for it, so guess who's paying for it?
Exactly right. And the other thing that I want to say is that Doolittle, I wonder if these aren't Doolittle supporters who've been sort of dispatched, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no, dispatched by the campaign, because we have really never had very much in the way of Doolittle supporters. So I don't know what that means exactly. If that's true, does it mean he's getting more nervous? Does it mean that we are now more on the map? You know, we now have some advertising and we are building word of mouth and so on. So I don't know what that means, or maybe it means nothing whatsoever. But
well, Enid, one more thing. You know, Doolittle was one of those Republicans that supported that estate tax relief. And the funny thing about that is maybe those gentlemen can do some research and find out that the VA right now is undercut by over $6 billion. So they're not able to fund their hospitals. They're not able to fund the rehabilitation centers. And at the same time, these Republicans are talking about estate tax relief.
Well, they don't want to. They want to support the troops, but they don't want to help them out when they come back.
Exactly.
They want to cut everything that they can from those troops,
exactly,
who have risked their lives and many times come back with life-shattering injuries. They will never be the same again.
Very sad.
Patricia, thank you so much. You made excellent points. 349-1320. Oops, I'm sorry. Oh, I hit the wrong button. That's my fault. Okay. Brian, you're back with us. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Enid. Hey, I just want to respond to those two guys that called. I've been waiting so long to just...
Yeah, where were you? We tried to find you, and you disappeared.
It was crazy. I went around a corner and lost you right when you could put me on.
Oh, that, you know, that does happen.
I know, right? Okay, check it out. These guys, if they will just, for just a moment, think about what they're saying. Okay, the era that they're talking about, where that kind of talk used to be so popular, you know, I'm not giving to the people who are not pulling people up out of bootstraps, all that stuff, that's all past. That's that bygone era. They've already came up with things to fix that. Remember Clinton, and they came up with the welfare to work programs. Check it out, guys. Wake up and smell the coffee. The new welfare is to the rich and to the people who already have everything. Corporate handouts, earmarks, faith-based initiatives, that's the new welfare.
Ooh, you are so right about that. That is very good. Brian, I'm glad that you called us back. Thank you for doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Stan in Auburn. Hi, live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Stan.
Boy, all of a sudden your message got real weak there, but I can just barely hear you. But anyway, I was going to talk about John Doolittle. I'm not a fan.
Where are you? You're in Auburn? I'm going to explain that. We'll probably be in pattern change. And I think it happens when the sun goes down. So it'll happen earlier and earlier as we get into winter and the sun sets earlier. That's probably it. But go ahead, Stan.
I'm not a Doolittle fan, but I find it hard to believe, Enid, that he's the first person who was lied to by someone else whose private face was different than his public face. So I think it was a complete non-story about this so-called dentist and that he went to court and whatever. Yes, he did go to court.
Well, he went. You know, let me ask you. Let me ask you, Stan, if a friend of yours who was six women charged, sexually molested them, would you go and give a character testimony, or would you stop and think, you know, he might not be the same guy I thought he was, and maybe I'll think this through?
I can only go and present the face that that person showed me.
Well, you weren't a woman.
Well, no, that has nothing to do with
it. He wasn't trying to grope you.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Someone shows you a face. Don't tell me in your lifetime that you haven't been disappointed by someone who completely did something in their personal life that was completely opposite of their public life.
All right, but let me add something else then to the equation. It wasn't just a friend. It was somebody who was a legislator, which means you have to really be careful who you're endorsing because it can be used against you.
It was still
and he still did it. And then the guy, it released the guy to go and do it some more.
Are you saying that legislators should not appear in court just because?
You would think that he would be particularly careful because if the guy isn't as advertised, it could come back to haunt you in a campaign. Which it is doing.
That's ridiculous. By the way, on taxes, we in the United States have record tax collections in the last 2 years, higher than they've ever been in the United States. The top 50% of taxpayers pay 97% of the taxes. 97%. Now, is Nancy Pelosi and Phil Angelides going to raise it up? Or are they going to pay? You want them to pay 100% of it?
Well, wait a minute. Let's just go back. First of all, I want to go back to something you said about Doolittle. Doolittle is accusing. You know, here he was. He stands up for a guy who turns out to be a sexual abuser, a sexual predator, and he's pointing the finger at Charlie Brown, who didn't stand up and testify for anybody who was a sexual predator. That's number one. And number two, are you telling me in a roundabout way, Stan, that you're going to vote for Doolittle?
No, I'm telling you that it's an established fact that the ACLU did represent NAMBLA. Now,
but it has nothing to do with Charlie. They are representing all kinds of groups, including Rush Limbaugh, as a matter of fact.
I'm just saying that if I would have looked at that, and I was a contributor to them,
But he didn't say this is a group that's representing Rush Limbaugh. He's saying it's a group that represents NAMBLA. So he was being dishonest in describing what the ACLU does. The ACLU helps a variety of people on a variety of issues. But I want to ask you, are you going to vote for Doolittle? Are you in the 4th Congressional District?
Oh, you completely passed. Yes, I am, by the way.
I haven't
made up my mind yet. I think you're probably going to turn my vote one way or the other. When you made a big deal out of this Foley incident, which has really been completely blown completely out of
sight. Tell me how that's been blown out of sight.
Man, there is no question about it. But when you
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say it again.
I say he is a very sick man. No question about that. But when you have people in the Democratic Party that are still in Congress. And one who just passed away, who actually molested a child, physically molested a child, they didn't resign. They were applauded by the Democratic Party when they came back on the floor of the House. What are you?
I can't speak to that because I don't know what you're talking about there. But I'm going to say, but wait, Stan. Here's what I am going to say. Foley may have his own personal issues, and that I don't disagree with you on that. But the Republican power structure knew it, and they put their willingness to preserve their a safe seat and preserve their power over taking care of children. And to add insult to injury, you have Foley, who is on this committee to protect children, when in fact they need to be protected from him.
You're making an assumption, Eden, that you have no facts for it.
No, we do have facts. We know that the Republican leadership, Stan, read a newspaper. It's been widely reported that as early as 1995, and go to the Washington Post, pages came to people in power to complain about it. In 2000, adults came to people in power. A couple of years ago, Foley's chief of staff came to people in power. The pages all knew it. Certainly the adults were aware of it as well. And Foley did not want to run this time. He wanted to be a lobbyist where he could make more money, and the Republicans told him that if he didn't run, his abilities as a lobbyist would be severely hampered. So what they did is they put the power structure way ahead of protecting children. So Stan, you don't want to look at it, but you've got to look at it.
Enid, I read 3 newspapers a day. I never heard that comment.
You've got to go to the Washington Post. Go reference the story in the Washington Post, and it is all laid out there for you. And then, Stan, let's talk again. I do thank you for the call. 349-1320. Oh, my goodness. I hope he votes for Charlie Brown. What can I say about that? Heath in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Heath.
Hi, Enid.
Well, welcome, and I'm going to spell my name for you, Heath. It's Enid, E-N-I-D, Enid.
Yeah, Enid?
Yes, or Dine spelled backwards.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just about the callers, got everybody fired up. I mean, these guys are just amazing that they live in such closed-off, sheltered lives. They don't seem, if they look at the truth, at the deficit that we're in right now with this Republican, you know, regime that's running us, we're trillions of dollars in debt. And how is this deficit ever going to go down? Do they think that taxes are never going to go up? That we're just going to continue to sell off America to foreign companies?
We've already done it. We're like a shell of, you know, China owns a good chunk of us.
Exactly. And I don't understand these people. I mean, we're all good Americans. We all want the same thing. We want productive, safe places for our children and for us to live. And we just keep following down. If you're Republican, you could only vote for Republicans. And if you're a Democrat, you could only vote for Democrat. I think it's outrageous. I think these people need to start looking at the people behind these masks, these Republicans.
And what are you going to do? Pick them up by the lapels and shake them? I mean, how are you going to do it? I'm trying my best, and I am open to any ideas you have for how we can knock some sense into these people. But it's a hopeless enterprise. I thank you, Heath, for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Steve in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Enid, how are you?
I am very well, thank you, and chagrined. How are you?
Good, good, good. Listen, what the fellow that Stan was talking about, Stan from Auburn, what he was attempting to say was that there was a Democratic congressman named Jerry Studs.
Who just died.
Yeah, Jerry Studs had a sexual relationship, actual physical sexual relationship with a 17-year-old. He was censured by the House. Mr. Studs turned his back when the censure was being read. He was reelected 5 times. Nobody called for his resignation. Nobody complained about the entire Democrat Party. Nobody raised a peep.
Democratic Party.
What, that is a mat. He was reelected 5 times, Enid. The hypocrisy.
So tell me, just, you know, if somebody did something that was not correct or savory, are you saying that therefore the Republicans should also indulge in something that's unsavory? Or should they correct the problem, since you probably think that the Republicans are the party of righteousness and doing all things well?
No.
So how can you condone?
You
forget Jerry Studs. I wasn't there then. If it happened the way you said it did, I'm not thrilled by it. I don't think it's very good. But all I know about is the Foley incident right now, right here, that the power structure knew about it quite a long time ago, and they did nothing. They wanted to protect that seat. They weren't interested in protecting children. They were interested in protecting their power.
Okay. And here's am I still on?
You're on. But okay, did you hear? Okay. Did you hear what I said? The leadership knew about it, and they wanted to protect their power, not the kids.
I did. And here's my response. Obviously, nobody except NAMBLA is in favor of child molestation. What should happen, though, is everybody should be held to the same standard. And the hypocrisy is demonstrated.
Jerry Studs was 30 years ago. The man is dead. We have a standard that is right now, and somebody ought to be held to it. And the power structure isn't held to it.
Enid, everybody should be held to it.
Yes, I agree with you. Everybody is. But Jerry Studs is old history and now dead history. So we've got is an incident right now. I don't care if it's Democratic or Republican. We've got it right now. And the Republicans, particularly coming into an election, should have done the right thing. But Denny Hastert is too critical to the reelection effort, and they don't want to disappear him.
Okay, let's talk about right now. Barney Frank is in the U.S. Congress. He ran a homosexual prostitution ring out of his...
No, he didn't. You are absolutely incorrect about that. His boyfriend had something cooking. Barney Frank did not, and that got cleaned up. So, Steve, you got to get your facts right. I'm delighted, however, that you have called. I hope you'll call us again. 349-1320. One line is open. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you. Traffic. Southbound Cap City Freeway just south of N Street. We have hit and runs all over the place. I'm wondering if I'm sinking into a lot of people. I know that you guys aren't hitting and running, right? Anyway, several of them. Now we have 8 in our fair city. On Bosse Road at Cherokee, southbound I-5 just north of Sutterville Road. Southbound Cap City Freeway just south of N Street. Southbound 99 by, that one's by Cherokee as well. And Florin Road and southbound 99, westbound I-2 just east of Atlantic Street. All hit and runs turning into accidents and one fatality. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
According to Enid, call her now at 349-1320. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sims.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
In movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Lines are full. When they open up, I will give out the numbers. Ray in Roseville. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Ray.
Hi. Listen, you know, I wanted to say that we wouldn't even be in this predicament that we're in today, Iraq or the Supreme Court or any of this stuff, if the American electorate wasn't so dumb. You know that red state, blue state thing, the whole center part of the United States,
mm-hmm.
except for the two coasts?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't even be in this if the American public wasn't so stupid, like that guy from Auburn, or those idiots that know that, what's his name, Doolittle is corrupt, but they're still going to vote for him. You know, the whole thing rests with the stupidity of the American electorate, the people that elected people like Nixon and Reagan and Schwarzenegger, and now Doolittle and Bush twice, for crying out loud, Bush twice, when we were deep in Iraq at the time. It's all because the American people are a bunch of morons.
Well, there it is. I thank you very much for the call. Oh, my goodness. He thinks we're all morons. Well, you know, maybe in the red states they are. In the red states they're moron. In the blue states you have to make up for it. The blue states make more money than the red states. The blue states aren't as fat as the red states. The blue states have a higher rate of marital happiness. The red states have a greater rate of divorce than the blue states. Can you believe that? So is Ray on to something? Steve, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Enid. I want to make a couple comments. One of the guys that called in a couple of callers ago, he mentioned about that the Democrats were hypocrites. Well, here's the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, in my opinion. Back in the 90s, when the Democrats had their contract for America, well, I call it contract on America, they promised to clean up government, balance the budget, and if we didn't, that we were to, should vote them out of office. Well, here we have $9 trillion deficit, $300 billion deficit this year alone, $200 billion. I could go on and on about that. So they are the hypocrites on this matter because they're the ones that came into office holier than thou saying we're going to clean up, and then what do we have? But the same old crap, except it's actually much worse.
Much worse, and Republicans were supposed to be so good with money. They were supposed to be so fiscally sound, and Democrats were supposed to be so profligate. And here, Dickey comes into office with historic surpluses. Clinton cleans it up. He cleans it up. He gives him all this money on a plate, big allowances, and then Dickey squanders it. A guy with no attention span, a guy who's been nothing more than a mediocrity, who had less experience in government and in governing than almost anybody else who has occupied that office. I mean, that he got as far as he has is amazing.
What they do is they come into office, they run the deficit up, and then a Democrat comes in and they have to raise the taxes or put the taxes back onto the rich. Basically, that's what Clinton did in order to get the deficit down. And another comment I want.
Well, it's like a smart bomb. You leave a smart bomb a big, huge mess that whoever comes in after you,
right.
it's like going behind the horses.
You know, people criticize the ACLU, too. I was listening to people criticize the ACLU, including Do Nothing or Doolittle, whatever he is. And I'll tell you something about the ACLU, which I am a card-carrying member and proud of it. They may do some things that we may not agree with, but their total objective is to protect the Constitution. And Doolittle needs to be reminded that not only is Charlie Brown a member, but also Bob Barr and Dick Armey, two of the most conservative people that were ever in Congress. And the reason why they are members of ACLU is they realize, even as very, very conservative people, that our Constitution is being stepped on and torn up.
Hear, hear. And if the Constitution were for sale, Doolittle would figure out a way to pimp some money out of it. Steve, I thank you. I thank you for the call.
15% to his wife.
Yeah, 15% to her. That's right. Don't forget about the little woman getting bigger every time, getting bigger with all these percentages. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 50. Highs coming up tomorrow, 79. We're at 69 here in the River City. Hit and runs all over the place. I'm just going to list them for you, okay? Well, D at El Dorado Hills, Sunrise Boulevard at Fair Oaks Boulevard, southbound Cap City Freeway, just south of N Street, La Riviera Drive, just east of Watt Avenue, Cimarron Road at Marengo, westbound I-80 just east of Atlantic Street, and Cortland Bridge. That hit and run has turned into an accident. Fatalities and emergency vehicles are on scene. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
What? The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet. That is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, it's a great night to go out. Oh, you have to hear this. It turns out that Schwartzy's appearance on The Tonight Show is being considered an official visit, meaning taxpayers are footing the bill for that trip. Considered an official visit. You and over 4,000 people flooded The Tonight Show's mailbox on Wednesday, but we still may need to make as much noise as possible. Can you help? Forward this message to 10 of your friends to tell NBC not to give Arnold a free multi-million dollar infomercial. And I would tell you about networks. They get two letters and they might cave. So if they get a million letters, I don't know, maybe they think they'll think that's wonderful. I don't know. And I got this from Mark. Mark says, "Ha, Angelidis is doing a fine job hurting without your so-called help. I'm referring to him as the Phantom. Perhaps I should refer to him as absent." He's going to be on a rock and roll show. He's going to be on Adam Carolla tomorrow, I think. I just got something from the campaign. Well, let me see if I can find it. We run the Adam Carolla show, don't we, on one of our stations? Do we, Miss West? 106.5 KWOD, and where did I put it? Oh, here it is. Okay, Los Angeles. Phil Angelidis is going to appear live in studio on the Adam Carolla radio show, presumably tomorrow. He's going to appear on the show after the 80s glam rock band Warrant and prior to Hugh Hefner's Girlfriends. I think, okay. Governor Schwartzy has also been offered the chance to appear on the Carolla show, but he has yet to appear. Schwartzy. So Schwartzy will want to be on the segment with the Playboy girls, I am sure. And finally, LA Times is reporting that some of the family values people in the Republican Party, the conservatives, are furious to learn that there are so many gay staffers in prominent positions in the Republican Party. Some Christians who are pivotal to the GOP's Get Out the Vote effort are charging that gay Republican staffers in Congress may have thwarted their legislative agenda. There are even calls for what some have dubbed a pink purge. A pink purge, as opposed to a what? A taupe takeover. Anyhow, a recent incident really upset them badly. It upset social conservatives when First Lady Laura Bush was looking on. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice swore in Dr. Mark Diebel, a U.S. Global AIDS coordinator, while his partner, Jason Clare, held the Bible. Clare's mother was in the audience, and Rice referred to her as Diebold's mother-in-law. So social conservatives, Christians, up in arms. We have a couple of lines open, finally, 349-1320-866, 620-613-20. Sandra in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, listen, do these people, these lurkers, the Republicans who call your show, do they think that we progressives and liberals live in a vacuum? Are they serious? No, this whole thing with the...
Wait, what did you call them? Did you call them lurkers?
Huh?
Did you call them lurkers?
Yes, lurkers. But
you are so mean, Sandra.
I don't care. I just am appalled that they have the nerve to talk as if they're, you know, on the same footing. They are a bunch of hypocrites. They are happy to destroy my life as a gay American, yet they try to put up this different front. And look at them. Look at the state of them.
Yes, look at them.
I mean, and it's just disgusting right here.
Those who haven't been hauled off to the pokey, look at them.
I just sit here listening to these people talk, and I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me.
They're not.
You have Gary Studs and all this back from 1970s. Plus, that man had that affair when he wasn't even in Congress. Can we get the real facts? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, here's the story. When you don't have when you're a Republican and you don't have an argument, you invoke Bill Clinton's name. And so when it comes to the Foley issue, they're going back even beyond Bill Clinton to Jerry Studs, the late Jerry Studs, and they're invoking him. So it tells us that they don't have much of an argument.
No, and also the Republican talking points, the Democrat Party. I thought I was going to be ill. It's the Democratic Party, fool. And stop using that. It bugs me. Anyway, have a nice evening.
Thank you, Sandra. You too. 349-1320. Jim, thank you for being so patient. Calling from Penn Valley. Hi, Jim. You're live with Enid.
Hello.
Hi.
Enid?
Yes. Welcome.
I just wanted to make a comment about the Republicans that have called in. And you know, you need to try to get them to realize that there's no free lunch. I mean, when they cut taxes to the rich... And us, who loses the benefits? The lower income people. They lose their police, extra money that goes to the police, and the all this other stuff. But that doesn't bother the rich because they don't have any things cut because of those tax cuts. So that's all I had to say.
Well, I'm glad that you said it, and thank you for making that case, Jim. 349-1320, William in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, William.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, I'm calling in regard to so many people concerned out there that some of this mainstream media is so tilted to the right, is not giving a full story of what's happening. We have to put up on websites video streams and so on and so forth. I have one of the 10-16, this last one with Bill Durston versus Dan Lundgren, the second debate for California's 3rd congressional district at fxcyber.com. But it's so sad that you know, like Phil Angelini is struggling so much to try to get on like the Late Show or you know some.
He doesn't have he doesn't have the star power. He's not as cute as Arnold. He's got great thoughts. They didn't run as slick a campaign, and he doesn't have access to the kind of money an incumbent can get. There are more limitations on Phil for raising funds than there were on Arnold. And the other part of it is what he did have was used up in a bruising primary with Wesley.
Well, you talk about star power. I mean, if people understand that there are people dying, I mean, we have so many people dying in Iraq right now. It is just so unbelievable. We have the, you know, the guy that was picked up going to Canada to his family, given to, over to another country by this country, and he has to, like, lay in this coffin type of box for, you know, for month after month. And then finally, United States admits, you know, oops, we made a mistake. You know, sorry about that. I mean, this kind of corruptness is going on in our government. The other day, Bush signs into law, you know, such language that, you know, no habeas corpus, trying to go ahead and make it so that he perhaps is not going to be able to be charged for war crimes, the things he's done. I mean, it is horrendous what is going on in this country. Please, you know, it's like, it's horrendous. I don't know what.
Well, this is why I think we have to tattoo into our imaginations and into our minds subpoena power, investigative power. That is why you have to have Democrats in there. And Alan Dershowitz did a piece, an op-ed piece in the paper this week, I think in the LA Times, talking about torture warrants. In other words, if you really think that torture will work, and most people think it doesn't work, you don't make a blanket law that allows you to torture indiscriminately. You do it on a case-by-case basis. If you think it's going to work, and I don't think it does work, and you go to a FISA court and you get permission. You don't do what Bush has done. And when Alan Dershowitz first suggested that idea, he got a lot of criticism for it. I think we have warmed up to the idea of torture. Suddenly, you know, they've done those experiments. I forget, it might have been Yale or something, where they wanted to torture people and see how much people would accept. And good students, wonderful students, they, you know, the researchers would say, turn the screws a little tighter or whatever, what they were using. And people would do that. So I think we have gotten more accustomed to the idea of torture and the things that we have valued, that we have been so much a part of a fabric of what it is to live in a democracy based on idealism, a democracy like ours. It has all just gone out the window, and in a very short period of time, we have gone down here.
I completely agree with you, and I have had the opportunity to speak with Dershowitz. And the other thing is, and I just want to leave you with this, the nice thing about the streaming of the video, like, for example, at the fxcyber.com, that they can go to and watch that debate, the second debate between Bill Durst and Dan Lundgren, they can play it over and over again to really see what is being said. You know, listen, people, to what's being said. Watch these videos. So, you know, I just, there's so much darkness coming, if we don't, you know, step in and, you know, have people like Phil Angelides and Bill Durston, get in there, because it's not just like a pretty face, people, you know, what's happening here is just,
well, I like what you've said. There's darkness coming if we don't wake up, and I think you have said it eloquently, Don, and passionately, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much. Things are peaking up there on our southbound 99. Hit and runs have been cleaned up. We do have southbound Cap City Freeway just south of M Street. Now, we started off a couple of hours ago with a hit and run. We ended up with a three-car collision. That one's cleaned up. We have a four-car. So you guys stay clear of that. It is southbound Cap City Freeway. Enid Live will continue. We're at 69 at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ah, yeah, hello.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's At
AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
On the Wednesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7 o'clock, just a few minutes more. I think I apologize to the last caller. I think I had his name wrong. Let's head over to Don, Sacramento. Hi, Don. You're live with Enid.
Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Oh, by all means, open up the mic to these right-wingers because it's so funny. You know, they come on and they all have the same half dozen little talking points they throw out.
Where do you think they got them from?
Oh, I know where they get them from. They get them from right-wing blogs. They get them from the talk shows, a little bit from Fox News. Some of them may be getting some RNC emails. Who knows, but it's all the same thing. Let me just say one or two things, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing they do, like this, like our boys.
Tell me quickly, though, because we have almost no time left.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, all right. For Stan, I got a bunch of things, but he's dead wrong on the Stubbs situation. He said that the Democrats stood up in the legislature in the House and applauded him. That's
I would doubt that, but go ahead.
Absolutely. Tell him to Google Stubbs, applause, Boston Globe. He'll find out that it was done by Stubbs' own constituents back home when he went home and held town meetings. Okay, finally, well, quickly then, on the Foley thing, here's the big problem there. You're absolutely right about them wanting him and, you know, pressuring him to run again for his House seat. And the reason they did that is because it was a cheap seat for them, because it was a safe seat, and Foley's one of the biggest fundraisers
right.
that they have in the party. He donated more than $1.5 million to the RNC himself. They didn't want to lose him in that respect. They knew they could get that money from him, you know, if he was running in this cheap, safe seat. And you're just so right about, you know, the party of responsibility. What was their very first reaction when the Foley thing came out? Blame someone else.
Democratic operatives.
Clinton. Pelosi.
The pages.
Democrat.
You know, it's like a pet.